about.
Stay off the f***ing set, man. For f***ing sake. Right, let's go again. Let's not take a f***ing minute. Let's go again!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
I'm Mexican, and I find that offensive.
That's right, Mexico. Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
Let's practice a bit. Translate the following sentences into Spanish. Those prostitutes are very expensive.
Esas prostitutas son muy caras.
Do your parents know that you're a homosexual?
¿Saben tus padres que eres homosexual?
Let me see your tits.
Déjame verte las tetas.
Does anybody here speak English?
That's not America. That's not even Mexico.
And now,
get me Steven Spielberg.
He's unavailable.
Then get me his non-union Mexican equivalent.
Our feature presentation.
See, because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
right.
I got it.
So there's a theme, a tie-in there.
Very well done.
Topical is the thing.
Excellent.
Very well done.
Let go!
Yeah.
Let go!
No.
Even I know that.
Let go!
Yeah, how many seconds during the game did they lead, Mike? It was like five, right?
I was gonna say 7 seconds.
It's maybe less than a minute. I think King of Mexico just said 43 seconds.
I was twittering or tweeting.
Yes.
The outcome of the game. I was like doing play-by-play coverage.
Thank God, because it's not on the radio or on TV.
Yeah.
So how is anyone supposed to cover it?
Good point.
I tweeted, "There it is. Lakers take their lead. Here we go." And before I could like press send, I was like, well, that's short-lived.
Yeah.
That was my next entry.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Twitter has been waiting for, is Psycho Mike's contribution. Now that he's on board, it's really going to take off.
With Psycho Mike and the King of Mexico covering sports the way they do.
Right.
I mean, they pretty much are the play-by-play guys for every sport that's out there.
They're putting all the guys that are doing it out of business.
How come the Dodgers are walking people? That's it.
I had really no desire to do that. I didn't go to the game with the plans of tweeting, and then I sat down, and Diddy comes with this huge entourage and sits like 10 yards in front of me.
So you had to.
Right. No, I'm serious. Oh. He starts tweeting like crazy, like a maniac, and I felt like I should tweet about Diddy tweeting, and then it turned into this mess.
It was like a war.
I couldn't stop.
But were you tweeting about Diddy, or were you tweeting about the game?
That's where it all started. I started tweeting. My first like three entries are about Diddy tweeting, and then it was like a snake eating its own tail. So I couldn't stop. It snowballed into this mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I follow Diddy because he has some of the most entertaining tweets out there. I did not see anything from him from the game, so I wonder if he was actually just texting his friends.
That's a good possibility, but he would not put that thing down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he likes to stay connected. Are you not entertained? Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, by the way, we'll talk about the Lakers, the game itself, and anything else on your little mind this Cinco de Mayo. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, that's how we do it at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. We should also mention, by the way, in case you only get a chance to listen very early in the morning, that there's a live Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Cinco broadcast this afternoon between 5 and 6 o'clock. That's how long we'll be on the air. I guarantee the party will go far beyond that. It's going to be at the Chronic Cantina, and that's on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. It is free to get in. We recommend you get there early because the place will fill up. 21 and over only, $5 taco bar and drink specials all night. Of course, the celebration for Cinco de Mayo.
This is the first time that we've done, you know, the live show out at 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
It's a whole different thing.
You don't have to skip April Foolishness,
You don't have to skip all week. I mean, all day, I'm sorry. You don't have to skip this morning from work, but you do have to figure out a way to get out just a little early. Just leave a little early.
Yeah,
that's all.
That should be easy enough.
Well, you know, a lot of businesses, K-Rock included, they let you go home, you know, on Good Friday or something like that, or the Friday of a 4th of July weekend or something like that. Cinco de Mayo ought to be the same way, although it's not on a Friday. They ought to say, hey, look, it's a holiday for all intents and purposes. Take a half day.
So work on that, and then we'll see you in Costa Mesa. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:35, and it's time for your phone call.
What it do, nephew?
I'm sure it's a terrific retail location, and I'm sure $50 buys you a bunch there, but I still have no idea what Journeys is.
It's the shoe store, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shoe store.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Shoes? Yeah. So you can get one shoe for $50.
What you get. A $50 gift card from Journeys, and we're very happy to offer it to you at 1-800-520-1067. You give us a call, get on the air at Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Why don't we start with speaking of the game? We'll start with our man Juan in Compton. Hey, Juan, welcome to the show. What's up?
What It Do Nephew?
What It Do?
What It Do?
Well, I just want to talk about that guy Brooks from the Rockets. Man, that guy was all over the place.
Yeah.
It was just crazy. They couldn't just keep a leash on him.
He's not big.
No, he's not.
He's not huge is what you're saying. He's on the smaller side.
Yeah, he is in the smaller
Yao
side.
Yao Ming, on the other hand, 7'6".
Yeah, big dude.
Jeez.
Well, I guess the Lakers are going MMA.
Yeah, I think that's going
to
happen.
Kobe tried to take Yao's knee out. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, we were throwing knees and opening eyebrows.
Well, what are you going to do, you know? Yeah. Gouge eyes? Choke them out?
It's still so funny when you hear Yao talk. And I was watching the game last night and they talked to him about the injury. And he still sounds like some sort of Texas cowboy when he talks. You know, he's got that weird drawl that's kind of, I mean, obviously English is his second language. It's gotten much better over the years, but he just has the most bizarre accent. I can't begin to pretend to do it.
You think he ropes cattle and stuff on his off time? You think he's got a ranch?
I don't know what he does, but it's just crazy. You just don't expect that voice and that accent to come out of that dude when he starts talking. It's just weird.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Juan, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Matt in Bellflower. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? What it do, nephew, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, do you guys watch Free Radio?
No, not.
Oh, you missed the retarded policeman's on there.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
We heard he was
that's
going
right,
to be.
That's right. How was he?
Oh, man, he's hilarious. You guys got to go online and watch the episode. It's on Free Radio.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. You'll like him in this one.
That guy really rules. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
By the way, speaking of new VH1 shows, and I don't watch the Free Radio, but they're doing a Rock of Love type show with skanky chicks that need to get cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
and our man Stryker is hosting it.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I saw
an ad the other day. We have to have him on to find out what this is all about. I saw an ad for it the other day, a print ad, and it was Stryker standing in front of what looked like 50 super hot chicks. And apparently he's the ringmaster.
Yeah. Wow. That's what he needs. You know?
Thank God he's got a way to get some women. Finally.
That guy needs chicks. So this is a good gig for him.
And they're using him as a way to clean women up?
Yeah. I know. It's shocking, right? But compared to Brett Michaels, he's pretty, you know, pretty clean.
True.
Ralph and La Brea. Hi.
Hey, guys. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo? Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thank
to you as well.
All right, I got a dilemma. Last weekend, my wife and I went to a strip club for the first time ever together, of course.
Right.
And I'm kind of conflicted because she had, like, a great time. And I don't know if it's a trick or...
It's a trick?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to jump on full board and then she'll be like, see, I told you I knew you like that.
Now, have you been trying to push her into the threesome realm?
Not openly, but, you know, she knows I wouldn't say no.
But right. So you
with
think,
another girl, of course.
So you can't tell that whether she likes the strip club or if she's just setting you up?
Right, yeah. I mean, I seems to me like she had a blast, but it's kind of tough to...
Yeah, I think I would take it easy on that one. I think I would take for granted that she's not totally into it, and then if it comes up again, follow it up, you know.
Yeah, let her bring it up.
But don't go, hey, let's go strip club. Come on, you and me, right now, come on. And she'll go, it's 9 a.m. What are you talking about?
They have girls there. We can ask one of them to come home. It'll be great. I think Lisa's right. I think you follow her cue on this. I think you take her back. Don't take her back right away, but take her back in a few weeks or something like that. And wait till she mentions how hot she thinks one of the girls is. And then that might be the opportunity for you to... You know, yeah, casually throw it out there.
That's going to be tough, but I'm going to try my best.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Next time you go to a strip club, ask her,
are you not entertained?
Exactly.
Are you not entertained?
Loudly.
And I'm glad he brought up, by the way, that it's the only acceptable three-way is two chicks and one dude. I just want it out there for the record that even Jesus hates two dudes and one girl. Okay? That's just
wrong.
It's
in the Bible, man.
It's in the Bible, man.
Exactly. It is in the Bible, man. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We are going to talk about Michael Jackson, this bizarre story that Ralph told us about in the showbiz beat, where he went to a store and bought a mannequin.
So well, weird.
He buys his friends, Kevin, you know.
And home with a mannequin, which is odd. We got that sportscaster, Scoops Callahan.
Scoops.
Yeah.
It's the dude that asks questions like it's 1920.
He confounds his victims, doesn't he?
It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty funny.
So that's coming up today as well. We have Matt Money Smith in the studio.
He's got some splaining to do.
Talking about it's his fault. Are we blaming him?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll talk about the Lakers and all the other sports that are going on. And the Egyptians are personal heroes.
No.
Because Egyptians are bad.
Bad.
Egyptians are bad.
They
overreact much.
It turns out they killed all the pigs in Egypt.
Dear God.
Well, they're trying to, yeah.
Yeah, that seems maybe like it's an overreaction. Maybe.
Maybe.
And it's so funny because it seems like the swine flu is already on the way out, doesn't it?
It mm-hmm. does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Last week we were all going to die, and now it's just a footnote.
And now they're resuming flights to Mexico City.
I miss it. I miss the swine flu.
I heard this morning about a school in Los Angeles that's going to be closed for a week because one student had the swine flu. Meanwhile, up here in Washington yesterday, they had schools that were closed for a week that they sent back. They decided to send back to school. They said, well, we're not even going to wait the week. Go ahead and start going back tomorrow.
Yeah. Turns out the swine flu is just the flu.
Yeah. It's just the flu.
Yeah. Turns out you can get over it, oddly enough.
Yeah.
So, and also we have tickets today for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. We will give you those tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to have to identify some lyrics. So hopefully it'll be fans of the bands, and they will be able to do that and win tickets. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
We've got that big show you've heard so much about coming up a week from Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater with Weezer and Kings of Leon and Jimmy Eat World, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Rancid, Silver Sun Pickups, Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant, White Lies, and more. And we're giving away tickets on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, you ought to go to krock.com to make sure you are hooked up as a street team member to buy the tickets when they go on sale Thursday at 5. Hey, Ralph Garman at 550. What's going on, man?
Trent Reznor's off the market.
Really?
Yeah. Lead singer of Nine Inch Nails has announced over the weekend that he's engaged to a young lady named Mary Queen Mandig.
Is she that smoking hot South African girl that
she is a West Indian girl, I believe.
West Indian? Okay.
She is the lead singer for a band called West Indian Girl.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm assuming she's West Indian, but I could be wrong. It could be. Could be a ruse. They could be trying to fool us.
The Pet Shop Boys don't really own a pet shop, so you can never really tell with the names
it's
of the
true.
Groups.
Now they have a rescue shelter.
That's correct, yes. That's what I've heard.
Has anyone checked in with K-Rock's Nicole Alvarez? Because she must be on some sort of suicide watch now that Trent may be off the market.
She's got her own dream boat. She doesn't need a <Trent Reznor. laughs>
That's true.
That is true.
Meg White of the White Stripes is also getting married.
Stop with the bell.
That you should lose your privileges for that alone.
I agree. No bell.
I couldn't love her anymore.
You can love her, but
you're outvoted.
But the bell speaks for all of us, not just
look
you.
At the picture that I put up on my blog on the website from last night and tell me she's not hot.
Don't
We've
need to look.
Seen her in person.
Her.
We don't need your
hot, 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 hot.
Not.
What we're saying is she's your type of girl.
And that's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Can't believe she's
married.
But
you cannot use the bell privileges for your own means.
Yeah. That's a very self-centered thing that you just did there.
I'm serious. There may be a conversation needs to be had about removing the bell.
Yeah.
I think it's really
we're
time.
We're going to have to send in a strike force.
How many transgressions have to occur before the commissioner gets involved?
Is this the conversation like taking the keys away from your dad?
Yeah,
pretty much.
He's told to drive.
You don't get the bell
after
anymore.
Time. How many people can you mow down at the farmer's market before we say you can't drive anymore?
Okay, I am looking at the picture, and clearly all Bean is looking at are boobs.
That's all he ever
true.
Untrue.
Face.
I love
that's
her
all
face.
He ever looks at.
I
look
love
at
her
that face.
I love her hair. I love her skin.
Ugh.
Well, the skin is that of a cadaver, so I can see why you love it. More importantly, there we go. That's
exactly.
Much more appropriate. Much
exactly.
More appropriate.
Right, tell me about the stupid guy Meg's marrying.
She's marrying Fred Smith, who is the son of Patti Smith and the late Fred Sonic Smith of MC5. So apparently,
good pedigree.
A lot of music involved in that relationship. So there you go. Two of them are going to get together and just be hideous together. Congratulations.
How dare you.
Their children will look like Gila monsters. That's how hideous they both are.
That's true.
Yeah, won't even look human. Now, here's someone who's bell-worthy. Congratulations to the 2009 Playmate of the Year, Ida Lundqvist.
Yeah. Mm.
She is a vegetarian, size zero, who likes long walks on the beach and sensitive men. Size and she's got 32 D's.
A little big.
That's all that matters.
Size zero,
she's
a little
big for you?
Spencer?
Exotic looking, too, isn't she, Ralph?
Yeah, she was born in Africa to a Tanzanian mother. Her dad is a Swede who worked for UNICEF.
That's a nice mixture, apparently.
So she's half African, half Swedish. That's a good look.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Ida. Bet she's the first playmate ever called Ida.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of hot girls named Ida. Ida's usually reserved for little old Jewish grandmothers who make kugel. David Hasselhoff still cheesed off that someone's making up untrue stories about his drinking.
Yeah, those are hard to believe, you know?
You mean he's cheesed off, Ralph?
Ah. Wow. Us Weekly magazine claims that at no time, David claims that at no time was he in the condition that was described in the stories we've heard over the weekend.
0.39
blood alcohol level, and that the Hoff is disturbed and saddened that someone is telling grossly inaccurate stories to the press. Listen, anytime we talk about David Hasselhoff, it's kind of gross, so
yeah,
you can't really blame them.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
That's what he said.
Shia LaBeouf says the biggest regret in his life is still taking the wheel that night last July that resulted in a car collision that left him severely injured. His hand is so honked up, he tells Playboy magazine, he can no longer zip up his pants or button a shirt.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
Extreme pain. Most of the time. He said his hand is like a permanent tattoo that says mistake over and over again every time he has to look at it and deal with it.
He's going to have to get over that.
Well, it's hard. Every time you go to button your shirt, you get extreme pain shooting up your arm.
Yeah.
I wonder if a lot of people think it was his fault, too, because there was alcohol involved, and people forget that somebody else ran a light and ran into him.
Yeah, by all accounts, the cops certainly have said it was the other dude's fault, but still. Get a driver, man. That's what I'm telling all you rich people out there. Gloria Allred is rearing her ugly head again.
Now what?
Must be a TV case.
She is still getting her up in Nadia Suleiman's business.
Sure.
She says that Nadia Suleiman is an unfit mother and has petitioned the Orange County Superior Court to have a guardian appointed for all 8 of her infant children.
Wait a minute. She's actually on the right side for a change?
Yes.
I think that's the right side.
I do, too, but it's hard to agree with
her. It is hard. I can see your point, but I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. I keep looking for the fine print of saying, why is this bad?
Yeah. Well, it's her.
Yeah.
The decision apparently has been motivated by Gloria finding out that Nadia is still moving ahead with plans for a reality show.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
And she says, rather than choosing to provide her children with a normal life, their mother has chosen to commercially exploit them, and it appears she plans to continue commercial exploitation of them in the future.
I couldn't disagree with Gloria Allred more on this, by the way. Who are we to say that somebody can't have a reality show if they want?
Well, that's not why I think that they need a guardian. I think
because
they need a guardian. Her mother, they need a guardian.
I think, I definitely think I would keep an eye on this woman because I think she's mentally unstable. But I don't think that the court should step in and say she can't, make a living with a reality show if that's what she chooses to do. I think that's her right.
The court should step in and kick her the hell out of this country, but keep her kids here.
I think the court is saying that she can do whatever she wants if she wants a reality show, but someone has to stand up for the rights of the children.
And with that.
And they are not choosing to be in the public eye, and so why should they be thrust in there by someone else?
But then
even
what
if that's her mother.
John and Kate plus 8.
I think that's horrific, too. I don't think at any time should kids be used as fodder for television when they obviously don't have the ability to make that choice for themselves.
Yeah.
It's different than a kid who goes out and auditions for a sitcom or something, He has to acquiesce to a certain extent, at least, get in the car with his mom and go over and have that audition.
But I will tell you.
When you bring cameras into the home and those kids are just being filmed, they don't have the wherewithal to decide whether that's for them or not, and you don't know what the repercussions may be.
I have
down
to say,
line.
Though, for that family, the money that they made doing that is probably
a lifesaver
for them.
The money's great, sure. But you know what? If you
need
to have a show to have, your 8 kids or 6 kids or whatever, then don't do that.
I don't think they were planning on it.
They should make the Octomom's house.
John and Kate weren't planning on it?
No.
No?
I don't know. They should make the Octomom's house. They should just go in there and just film the next season of Survivor. Just have Jeff Probst go in there.
Great idea.
Have the kids be on it.
So anyway, we'll wait and see what happens. Apparently, it was filed on the behalf of the kids, and will a hearing will be scheduled for June 22nd down there in Orange County Superior Court. So we'll follow along and see what happens.
Okay.
Now that it's a money-making revenue stream, Kevin, I think you and your wife ought to consider adding another six or eight to the brood and figure out a way to cash in on it.
Good idea.
I don't see myself as being able to handle
that. So many children, who are you? What's your name? And shows this business.
I'm not really under... I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
And Lakers fans,
yeah,
I feel your pain,
yeah,
but you do have a reason to rejoice. Apparently, a former Laker, Rick Fox, is currently banging Eliza Dushku.
What?
From
Dollhouse.
Really? That's the new couple in Hollywood. That's a good-looking couple right there, because that Rick Fox is a handsome feller.
Yeah.
And she's an attractive young lady.
Turns out.
He does all right with the ladies, Rick Fox. So, congratulations to them. Apparently, Khloe Kardashian's dating Derek Ward from the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she had to find a football player, right?
Right, but
compete with Kim, yeah.
If someone make her look slightly petite. She really
the lineman?
She should date, like, Louis Anderson or somebody. I know he's gay, but still, you have to find someone just massive to make her look reasonable in comparison.
Whoever is the first guy kicked off Biggest Loser is who she should date.
I'm Khloe.
She could play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Could throw a couple holes in their line.
Oh.
I'm saying...
You're
football.
Talking football. Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is your buddy Lance Henriksen. You remember him from Millennium and Aliens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that
guy. The best.
Great actor, nice guy. 69 years old today. John Rhys-Davies from Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Bad dates. Always love that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
The monkey's going to eat the poison dates. I love that. 65 years old today. Ian McCulloch of Echo and the Bunnymen. We were just talking about them the other day. He is 50 years old today. Danielle Fischel from Boy Meets World. Is 28.
Don't know Topanga? Her. Bell, no Bell.
What?
Is that Topanga?
Yeah.
Oh, Bell.
Bell.
She's like best friends with G. Buss, Lakers owner, family.
Yeah.
And she's always at the game. Big time Bell. Big,
you know,
nice,
she...
big juicy ass and huge kazoombas.
Huge natural cans and a beautiful face. Yeah. She is doing now the soup type show on Style Channel.
Okay.
Which is owned by E. I think it's the same corporation. But she does... you know, same kind of thing.
It's like highlights.
Highlights of talk shows and magazine stories and that kind of stuff. And she is very, very funny as the host. She's really good. So you get I forget the name of the show. I'll find out for the
she's
next
hour.
She's
hot and funny.
She's hot and funny. What are the odds?
But I thought Lisa was the only one.
She does it on the Style Network. And I'll find out the name of the show for you. But if you you should check it out because she's real good. We should have her on sometime because she's really kind of funny.
Okay.
She's the interviewer.
I mean, if you insist.
She's 28 years old today. Singer Adele is 21. And singer Chris Brown is 20.
Wow.
Yeah. You get him. What do you get a guy who likes to hit women when it's 20th birthday?
Jail.
How about I do good explaining with a baseball bat? You know, just 20 whacks. And one for good luck. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Right now it's 6:08.
And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Cinco de Mayo, by the way, is the holiday today. That's the battle that the Mexicans won over the French, and then they ended up losing the war, which is the part of the story they don't tell in the history books as much.
It's not as interesting, that part.
They focus on the positive of, hey, we kicked those guys' ass that one day. They don't focus on the part where the French took over and ran the country and installed an emperor for many years after that battle. But anyway, Cinco de Mayo celebration, and we'll tell you where you can meet us live tonight if you want to, coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, we got to take care of some business on the website, don't we?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the website walkovers is what they're called. And basically, you're looking at a website and then two little people kind of pop up aside. It's not they're not connected to the website. They're kind of in front of whatever you're clicking.
They do it on TV, too. To advertise another show, you'll see like little people walking across.
Couldn't
the
Couldn't be
of the
more
screen.
Annoying when they do it on television.
No,
and I had never seen it. I had never seen it on a website until I saw it on KROQ.com. This was my first experience with the walkovers.
Yeah. Well, and here's the problem, if you don't mind my saying.
What? There's a problem?
Everybody knows that the economy is bad. Everybody knows that we pretty much are desperate for money, let's be honest. So we have to do commercials like we didn't used to do. So that's the deal.
What, not that Lisa doesn't love AT&T and I don't drive a Honda when I'm going to get Pro Flowers for my mom, but you know, perhaps we wouldn't have mentioned that as much on the radio a year ago.
Right. But since we don't have any option. But there are good clients and bad clients. One of the good clients, of course, is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, we love
Golden
McDonald's.
Arches.
Whoa! Eat there 5 times a week. So, but they came and they said, hey, we want you to do some website walkovers. So they got Dave, the King of Mexico, and they got Omar, And they got Alex, our producer, and they got Psycho Mike.
The best people in the world.
That's what they call here at K-Rock.
The best people in the world?
No, they call them premium talent.
Premium talent. Yeah. So, in other words, when advertisers are looking for a way to get a message to the kids, they start at the top with the A-level talent, the Psycho Mikes and the Daves of the world. Yeah. And then if you guys pass, then it gets down to asking, you know, Ralph and Kevin and Lisa and me, right?
Exactly. That's
who connects with the kids more than us?
That's the pecking order. It goes Dave, me, Omar, Alex, Kevin, Bean, Ralph, Dr. Drew, Stryker. That's it.
Wow. Okay. What about Lisa? She's not on that list?
Not even. She doesn't. Well, she's a woman. I'm sorry.
All right. So here's what I'm saying. And again, we're not making fun of the client, but we are making fun of our own people who are bad. Mike and Dave and Omar. The first one is Mike and Omar. And inexplicably, Mike comes walking in, or Omar comes walking in with Mike on his back, giving him a piggyback ride.
Oh, okay.
And this is the very natural sounding conversation that they have.
That's right. Anytime you can get them hot or iced.
Nice.
But they're probably pretty expensive, right?
Dude, they start at $229.
No way.
Totally, man.
Well, then what are we wasting our time here for? Let's go get one.
Let's go. But this time, I'm on top.
All right.
Giddy up.
I'm loving it.
So you got that.
Oh, yeah.
So you got those guys.
And all you're doing is you're on the website because you're looking for a little music news. Want to make sure you're locked in for the, you know, for the Weedy Roast. And then all of a sudden you got to deal with Mike and Omar doing gay things on your computer screen. Somehow the FBI is going to be asking you questions about in court at one point when they see that.
You're on krock.com because you want a premium cup of coffee without the premium price.
Now, McDonald's is cool in that they only allow that once a day. Every time you go to the K-Rock website, exactly. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it can recognize a user, let you see it again, yeah.
But Dave the King of Mexico might be the worst spokesman ever.
And best spokesman ever.
I don't know why he tends to white it up every once in a while, but he really, really comes across in this next clip. It's him and Alex.
Okay.
And Dave, for some reason, tries to sound like a college professor. I don't know what he's going for here, but it's... not natural, really, at all.
And they're starting at just $229. Is that right? $229?
Yep.
Well, that's mine.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's a different one. Okay, here's
I do sound white.
Yeah. We here at the Kevin and Bean Show take our coffee caffeine fixes very seriously.
And that's why we're in love with the new McCafe at McDonald's.
All right. So far, so good. Here comes Dave. Ready?
Okay.
Spokesman of the year.
Especially since they have cappuccinos that are made with freshly ground espresso beans.
Bam! What happened there?
Just me being awesome.
Especially since they're made. That was Dave.
It was not Dave.
That was Dave.
You know, put me in front of the camera, dude, and I just excel to the next level.
Especially since they have cappuccinos that are made with freshly ground espresso beans.
What's going on there?
It's just called awesomeness. That's why they pay me the big bucks, dude.
That old guy on the professor or whatever he was, the doctor on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's who he sounds
Giles?
Like. Yeah, Giles. Exactly.
Especially since they have cappuccinos that are made with freshly ground espresso beans.
Do you have a pipe?
You know, he had a British accent, right?
Yeah, well,
I didn't.
That's
why they pay me the big bucks, dude, because I bring the points across. I hit it.
Dave, you didn't say espresso, did you?
I did. Over and over and over again. And they could put it right in front of my face, and I couldn't say the right word.
Lightning was furious that Dave couldn't say espresso.
Yeah. Well, Dave can't say a lot of things.
Especially since they have cappuccinos that are made with freshly ground espresso beans.
Those beans are very espresso.
Let me ask you about the espresso.
And I'm glad that after all the times that I got it right, they used the one that I said it wrong. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a lot. They had a lot of options.
They're
on
the cutting room floor.
Yep.
And finally, this is producer Alex and Dave, the King of Mexico, and I want to know what's going on here.
Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Where have you been?
Down there.
Now I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
what's happening here. But I'd like some answers.
It does sound like, what are they called? Walkovers? Walkaways? What?
Walkovers. Website walkovers.
Walkovers. It sounds like they are heading to porn. It does sound like I'm going in that direction.
And who do you want to see in porn more than Dave, the King of Mexico?
Yeah. That's right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, 623. We got a little something called the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. It's a phone machine here at K-Rock that you can call 24 hours a day and leave a message for us. We play them back on the air. It's 1-800-520-1067. And is it true that the first call is about my favorite little girl?
Dude, I just saw a truck, the hand license plate, flaming hot. I just love flaming hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love you
There has to be. I'm going to marry her. I'm going to find her and I'm going to marry her.
Man.
How old is she now, Mike, do you think?
14.
Eight?
14.
Okay. I didn't say I'd marry her now. I'll wait 10 years and then I'll marry her and then I'll be married to the Hot Cheetos girl. It's going to be so awesome.
Wow. I know this is hard to believe, but this word makes a certain listener collapse on the floor.
Moist, 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 moist.
She just crashed her car.
Yeah. It's weird the things that you can burn bean with. It's kind of strange, the items.
Hey, Bean, I got jury duty. Go me! Oh.
I finally got it. In January of last year, I finally got my first jury duty after a lifetime of wanting, and I did not get selected. I spent 2 days down at the courthouse, did not get selected on jury duty. Even though I could tell someone is guilty just by looking at them, for some reason they did not pick me for that particular jury. But now that I'm in the system, I hope that I get called early and often.
They realize that you are not a peer to anyone, and it's supposed to be a jury of your peers.
That's right.
So.
It should be scored! Hawk!
All right, let's not bring the hawk versus hawk debate into today's show, all right?
Why the hell are you guys arguing about how to say hawk? Why don't you argue about how to say Washington? What's up with these retarded people saying Washington? I don't wash clothes. I wash my clothes.
I grew up with washing clothes,
by the way. Did
you?
Where is that? Is that East Coast?
My mom's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah. So when I was like 12 and realized I kept trying to spell it W-O-O-R-S-H, I realized I needed to stop.
Wow. But you did the right thing and changed.
I did. I changed it.
All right.
Say hi to Jane Biondi. Say hi to Jane Biondi. Say hi to Jane Biondi. Say hi to Jane Biondi.
Tommy Lasorda, you got a comment?
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
Okay.
All right, good enough.
Hey, I was listening to you guys discuss Dave and Bean's Twitters, and just wondering, how's that murder button coming along?
Murder button, yeah.
Murder button is the best idea Ralph ever had.
Yep.
If you read a Twitter that's that offensive, push the murder button, the person who tweeted, gone.
Yep.
But
I
doesn't
like
it seem like a lot of power just to hand out willy-nilly to somebody just to randomly decide they can kill?
In this case, I think it's warranted. Yeah, I think it's fine.
I would rather not take the chance.
That's
correct. Yeah, that's my fear.
What is with the giant ball sack on the back of trucks with giant tires on the tailgate? I know nothing makes me feel like a man than displaying a giant ball sack on the back of my car. Hey, look at me. I'm a badass. I have a giant white ball sack on the back of my truck.
A lot of complaints about traffic today.
Yeah.
Other vehicles. And finally.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May. So I came home from work yesterday, you know, kicking back, watching some TV, and my roommate comes home and she asks me, hey, man, why are your eyes all red? And I looked at her and I said, oh, my eyes are all red because I smoked Duples and I'm feeling high. I've got purple cushion, I'm feeling fine. I smoked Hi, Ralph.
Ralph's people right there.
Not even close. First of all, the setup was not nearly as long and taxing as it's supposed to be.
That's true. You're right.
The whole bit to that joke is that Ralph sets it up for like 40 minutes.
Right. You have to just be praying for sweet death for him to get to the punchline.
We played that as if we were serious. You know?
I don't mind that song.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 6:36.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Time for the Ralph Show, Bibsy. Time for the Ralph Show, Bibsy. And now it's time for the Ralph Show, Bibsy.
Oh, man.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Okay, that's my new favorite thing ever.
Yay!
And it just happened yesterday, and we can't stop playing it. And we knew that you'd want it for a ringtone for your phone.
Oh, stop it.
As I do. So it is available at krock.com, Kevin Abid section in the download rodeo. If you want to hear that magic every time your phone rings, and why wouldn't you? You can get it there at the website. Also, something that Dave, the King of Mexico, who adds a lot of content to our page, just added this morning is the thing that was burning up the internet yesterday. I'm actually surprised the internet didn't overload yesterday.
Yeah.
If ever there was going to be a day where there was just going to be too much traffic, too much bandwidth being used, it's this new video, And if you haven't seen it, go immediately to krock.com and check it out. It's a promotional ad for the new Esquire issue that's on newsstands within the next couple of days with Megan Fox on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall them doing this before, but they basically made like a 3-minute commercial to promote an article in a magazine. It's crazy, right?
And it's called Good Morning, Megan Fox.
I've never heard of that.
And it's at the Internet Roundup.
Okay.
If you want to go there, you can click on it and watch. Basically, she's in bed, and then she wakes up, and then she gets out of bed, and she's wearing very little.
Are you going to play the audio? You can listen to it.
I don't think we can play the audio on the air, can we?
Okay.
No. See, she's laying on her pillow now. She rolls over and she's kind of waking up. Oh, see, and then she's just got the bra.
I'm surprised she sleeps in anything though. Like, why would you cover that up if you didn't have to?
Stretch. Getting up. All right. Getting out of bed. Still wearing just the underwear. Look around. She takes a beat and then she puts on looks like a man's shirt.
It's weird that she didn't know there were guys filming her in her bedroom too. By the way, it's kind of creepy.
Kind of messing with her hair. Okay, now she's okay. Okay, now she's out by the pool.
Lisa, do you think she looks like that when she wakes up? I want to believe that she does.
Drinking a beer.
No.
I like that she drinks a beer first thing.
No, I don't.
Out by the pool. All right. Laying down. Looks like she's going to get a little sun now. Still holding on to the beer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is a magazine ad?
Yes. For Esquire.
What does this have to do with Esquire?
Shut up!
I'm just asking.
This is brilliant.
It's a legitimate question.
This is brilliant, though, because they made this video that all guys will want to see.
True.
And I wouldn't have really... I mean, if she's on the cover, you go, oh, she's on the cover. But you don't really, like... This is pretty good.
She may
good.
Not even be on the cover.
Pretty good publicity.
Nobody cares.
She has, I got my issue yesterday. I subscribed to Esquire. I got my issue yesterday, and I thought, yeah, I want to take a look at that. Now that I've seen this video, though, I don't know that I want to look at the magazine.
Yeah,
because
eat that.
If while I'm looking at the magazine, oh, what is she eating there?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. It looks like a...
Eat that and laugh. Yeah.
Like a corn dog?
While I'm looking at the magazine, I can't be looking at this video. So I don't know if it's worth looking at anything else.
She's laughing because I just made her laugh.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. She loves you. She's thinking about you right now.
You spilled, didn't you?
She did.
Oh, does she have crumbs on her top? Oh, yeah. Look. She's brushing the crumbs in her top.
Bathroom.
Oh, you're dirty. Clean yourself up.
She's in the bathroom.
Look at that hair.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. She's just staring into the mirror as I would be. Okay, that's an invasive camera shot is what that is.
Fix your garter belt.
Watching her get dressed.
Wow.
Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, and Internet Roundup.
Don't talk anymore. I'm close.
Stop it!
What? I'm close to the end of the video.
It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and we have your tickets coming up for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Right now it is 6:49.
Justin Collins, by the way, from Thousand Oaks, won his tickets to the show a week from Saturday. He'll be seeing all the bands, Weezer, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Rancid. How great are Rancid live, by the way?
Awesome.
Yeah. Come on. They're the summer right there. That's what they are. Silver Sun Pickups, Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant, White Lies, and so much more. Your chance to win them coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. And, of course, you can buy them as a K-Rock Street team member at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. It's 6:49. Hey, Ralph Garman.
We are Rancid, and we are the summer.
That's how they open their show.
They are usually. The summer.
Yeah. Forget the Beach Boys. It's all about Rancid.
There are some bands that just scream summer and some that scream kind of winter and acoustic. And that's one of those fun bands.
Yeah, I hear you.
Some scream fall. Some scream vernal equinox.
I don't know of any of those, though.
Yeah. Occasionally they do.
Yeah.
Hasselhoff saying, and people are making up stories about him. Over the weekend, you may have heard that it was reported his 16-year-old daughter, Haley, found him unconscious on the floor of his home. And had to rush him to the hospital with a blood alcohol level of 0.39. Well, he's telling Us Weekly magazine that at no time was he in the condition described in those stories, and he says he is disturbed and saddened that someone is telling grossly inaccurate stories to the press about him this time.
This is a mess.
Look, Dave, you know, you are what we expect you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were. Words of Denny Green.
I guess my point is, if you've been taken to the hospital even once with alcohol poisoning and being close to death, maybe, I don't know, back off on the cocktails.
Yeah.
It's an option.
I guess.
Take a look at the celebrity courtroom.
If you want to simplify it to those levels.
Another artist is making a copyright infringement claim against Coldplay over the same song.
What the hell?
They can't get a break.
The same song that the other one was suing for?
Yeah, Joe Satriani sued the band for allegedly stealing the melody from his instrumental If I Could Fly for their Grammy-winning hit Viva La Vida. Well, now, the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens is voicing a similar concern. His name now is
1970s?
Yusuf Islam. Cat was a big star in the 70s, yeah. And then he became an extremist Muslim and disappeared from the music scene for a while, though he's back making music once again.
He's got a new album out today, by the way, Cat Stevens does. Coincidentally.
Ralph knew that. That's why he's doing the story.
Sure. All okay. ties back to that.
You were talking about the lawsuit.
That couldn't have waited to the end of the story.
Coldplay.
That's P-Bump couldn't have waited to the end of the story. By the way, he's got a new CD out today.
You mentioned he's back to making music now, and I thought, as an aside, if you're interested, his new album comes out today. That's all. So what's he saying about Coldplay?
He says that they stole the theme for Viva La Vida from his 1973 song Foreigner Suite.
I don't know that song, but...
I don't either. Asked if he was going to sue, Yusuf Islam said he'd have to wait to see how Joe's lawsuit turned out first.
He's just getting
probably
in line.
Joe's, yeah, so, you know, maybe there's money to be had here. We'll have to wait and see. Huh. I have not heard Foreigner Suite, but maybe we should dig it up and see if we can hear any similarities.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more with the millions of songs that get written. You know,
true.
And this song in particular is kind of based in, not to get too overly technical, but it's all major scale. It's all really kind of basic and simple and a sing-along melody.
So a lot of songs sound like
right.
it.
Right. You remember the darkness sound, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, from a couple years ago?
Sure.
They could have easily, I mean, just accidentally, that sounds like a million songs because it's like five basic chords and a progression that a million people use. And Viva La Vida is the same way. I doubt they really consciously stole this song from anybody.
You don't think they were listening to Cat Stevens? They're going,
Chris Martin's
gotta
a
work
huge
that in.
Cat Stevens fan. You know, sitting there with Foreigner Suite on loop. In a related story, Cat Stevens has a new CD out today.
What?
So
I'm
if you
want to
check that out in stories, you can check that.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about that.
How simple and clean that was. Amazing. Julia Roberts apparently hasn't lost her wild side yet. Photos of her hitting the beaches of Hawaii show that she's got a brand new tattoo.
Okay.
The mom of three has a new piece of body art that features the name of all three of her kids. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen the photos yet or not, but you can go to radaronline.com if you'd like to. For 41 years old, quite the bikini body, Jules.
Good for her.
Still rocking.
And three kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good for her. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, ironically, according to Star Magazine, is scared to death of spiders. Magazine reports he can't stand the crawly critters and freaks out whenever he finds one inside his house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, I think he fears is that Kirsten Dunst can't be far behind. The spider goes out. That's why he freaks out. Imagine if we saw her. Picket fence teeth all hanging out. Who needs that? Britney Spears' former manager will have his day in court. Osama Lutfi. Lutfi. Have we decided which one it is? Is it Lutfi?
It's Lutfi.
Lutfi. The news service I get these stories from, every time they spell his name, they spell it incorrect. He is filing a suit claiming defamation, assault, and breach of contract.
Screw him.
Against Britney Spears and her family for trying to get him out of Britney's life. LA Times says the suit will be heard in court on March the 8th, 2010.
Wow, they're really getting right to it.
Well, he's got a right to a speedy trial.
I didn't realize you could sue Britney Spears for not wanting to for her not wanting you to be in her life. I may try that.
Because she doesn't want you in her life either?
Hey, I want to hang out with you too, Britney. I'm going to sue you.
Britney's lawyers say they will countersue.
Okay.
That suit will show up in court sometime in 2011, I'm guessing. meanwhile, Sam still has been ordered by the court to stay at least 100 yards away from Britney Spears until 2012. So the whole thing may be moot.
That guy. What would he need him for?
That's what he's suing about, is the restraining order. He's cheesed off.
Right.
And so he's...
Because it makes him look bad to other people, I guess?
It defames him by making him look dangerous and irrational. And also, I think he thinks he still due some money from Britney when he was her manager, in air quotes.
Right. Yeah. When she was making no money because of his poor management and advice.
Well, she did get a good haircut.
That's true.
And she did beat up a car with an umbrella.
That happened.
He's got to be due 10% of that, right? What's 10% of an umbrella worth? Should get his cut. It is Tuesday. New DVDs and CDs are in stores today. White Lies for Dark Times by Ben and Relentless 7 Harper.
Ben Harper?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben Harper and Relentless 7, right?
Yeah. Elliot Yameen from American Idol. He's got a new DVD CD out today. Fight for Love, it's called.
Yeah.
Fantasy Ride by Sierra. She's got a new CD. And I Feel Cream by Peaches. Also in stores today.
Hey, Gene Sanders.
What's up, Gene?
It's me.
Hi, Gene.
Speaking of feeling cream.
All right.
New DVDs in stores today. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button available on DVD and Blu-ray, as is Last Chance Harvey.
Guys.
And DVDs for TV series. Boston Legal Season 5 is available. And October Road, the entire second season now available. So you can catch up on October Road if you want to see all the rest of October Road that you missed when you were watching October Road.
That sounds like a Lisa May show. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I didn't even watch
it
October
must be
Road.
Some guy cutting down a tree with his brothers and sisters. And they all live on a commune and they watch plays or something. It's got to be something.
King of Mexico says, how did I miss that?
King of Mexico says Odette Yusman was in that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All completely different now, right?
Wow. Taking that back.
Now we're in.
Getting both seasons of that now. Today's celebrity birthday is John Rhys-Davies of Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark. He is 65 years old today. Bill Ward, drummer for Black Sabbath, turns 61. Lance Henriksen, actor in Millennium and Aliens, is 69 years old today. Newsman Brian Williams is 50. Tina Yothers,
yeah,
who was on Family Ties. She played little Jennifer, I want to say.
No, God.
God? She played God?
It was Mallory, Alex, and Jennifer. Wasn't Jennifer the youngest girl?
Yeah, you might be right.
God. Email Ralph at krock.com.
I'm pretty sure I got that right. Mm. I don't think I need emails on that one. She is 36 years old today. Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World turns 28. Adele turns 21. And Chris Brown is 20 years old.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Psycho Mike said he's got himself a Rihanna pinata for his party.
Oh. Nice.
That's what he said.
Nice.
That's how I distanced myself from that joke?
Yeah. That's smart.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Beastie Boys right there. By the way, Kevin, I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland last week when I was on vacation. I know you hate all things Rock and Roll Hall of Fame related, but they have a very nice Beastie Boys exhibit.
Oh, do they?
There, yeah, including you know, outfits from the Intergalactic video and stuff like that. It's funny to think about guys like that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They don't ordinarily spring to mind because you usually think of, you know, Jimi Hendrix and the Doors, but pretty cool museum, pretty good exhibit, and the Beastie Boys, they certainly deserve it.
I don't know if you heard Ralph Showbiz beat, but he was talking about, not today, but I believe it was yesterday, he was talking about Michael Jackson's shopping spree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And apparently he and his three kids, who, by the way, are 12, 11 and 7 now.
Oh, wow.
He has a 12-year-old. He's going to have a teenager soon whose dad is going to be Michael Jackson.
That sounds like a dangerous age for those kids to be in his house.
So, well, that's the point, is he went shopping and he went to Ed Hardy, and the report says they walked out with over 20 bags and a mannequin. Apparently he bought one of the mannequins. I don't know what the hell. So we figured maybe it was time to check in with Michael Jackson again just to find out what's going on. Hey, Mike.
Help!
What the hell?
This article, by the way, from folks who were on Melrose when they saw you in the Ed Hardy store, talked about what great spirits you were in, and you were in a great mood, and you were having a wonderful time and looking forward to your tour and everything.
I am in a great mood because, as you know, we're doing some shows in London, my final shows in London, and this is it. This is it. After that, there's no more shows in London. This is it.
What do you mean when you say this is it?
This is it. This is it.
Okay. Because you said that after 10.
This is it.
And then you said that after 25.
But this is it.
And now you're saying that after 50.
But this is it.
Okay.
Because now I've gotten my mannequin, and that's all that I need.
What? That's what we wanted to ask about. Why did you buy a mannequin on Melrose the other day?
Because it's so cool. Now I have a place to put my clothes.
Why don't you have a closet like everyone else, Michael?
No more room in the closet. I need something to put my clothes on before I go out so I can look at it and say, that's a good-looking outfit. Oh, let me put another surgical mask on there. Yes, that's good. Or this is a sparkly jacket, and I put the ensemble together.
But can't you just look at the clothes and kind of know what they're going to look like on you? Or can't you look at a mirror?
Yes, but this is a mannequin.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right, but who buys a mannequin at a store?
I do.
Yeah.
By the way, you got the last laugh on everyone who used to make fun of you for wearing a surgical mask, first of all, didn't
That's
you?
That's right. I don't have swine flu.
That's right. You sure do. And second of all, I still don't understand why, like Kevin said, you can't just put it on and look in a mirror like everybody else does. I mean, isn't it a lot of effort to have to dress the mannequin, then undress the mannequin, then dress yourself?
No, it's good practice.
Practice.
It's good practice to undress something that's stiff and unconscious.
Oh,
I have to stay in shape.
Oh, man.
I have to keep my skills honed.
Man.
So, but I like to buy things because I can, and I'm Michael Jackson, and if I go into a store and they don't have something that they ordinarily sell, I just point to it and I say, I want that, and then they sell it, and that's part of the fun.
Now,
like when I go to McDonald's, I go out in the Playland, and I say, I want all those balls. Give me the balls in the ball pit.
Well, they don't.
I need balls. I need more balls at home. I need more balls.
They don't sell those to you, though,
they
do they?
They do sell them. They because do? I'm Michael Jackson, and I say, I want balls, and they sell me the balls.
Okay.
If I go to Supercuts, I say, give me a bag of hair, just to sweep up all the hair and put it in a bag.
What?
Why? I want a bag of hair.
Why do you want a bag of hair?
Because the mannequin is bald.
Okay? But
I go to K Jewelers. I say, just give me the boxes. I don't want a ring. I just want the box a ring comes in, the velvet boxes, and just put it on my nipples. Like a nipple clamp with a big box. Big,
okay.
Big, this is... big velvet box nipple clamp.
What are you talking about?
Weirding me out,
you know, every
Michael.
Kiss begins with K.
I've heard that. You're still weirding me out with the velvet box and the bag of hair.
If I go to Sit and Slip, what?
Sit and Slip is a very different.
Sleep, yeah. I can buy Irwin. And they don't sell him usually.
Really?
Yes.
You can't buy Irwin.
Said, you're killing me, Michael.
What?
And then I buy him.
Yeah. You may have too much money, even now, even after you're practically bankrupt. It sounds to me like you've got too much walking around cash, Mike, if this is what you're spending it on.
I can't imagine how I lost all my money buying mannequins and monkeys.
Yeah. That is odd. Mm.
All right. This is it, though.
That's what I hear. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Then.
Bye now. I love the people. Don't get me wrong. There's no one who enjoys the people more than me, right, guys?
Oh, man. You are such a people person.
I sure am. I can't get enough of La Gente. But I will tell you that it's already starting to get to me since we announced the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009 yesterday. I'm already starting to get a variation of this email.
Sure.
It's my birthday. I want tickets. I'm already getting that, okay?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well, here's the problem. We do – occasionally we'll take email and we'll respond to them, whatever. But the problem is that we get so many people that have a great reason why they need Weenie Roast tickets. That
it's my birthday is not one of them, by
the
way.
No, definitely not.
It's certainly not near the top. But the problem is if we were to give them out on a needed basis, no one
– we wouldn't sell any.
I mean –
we'd give them all away.
We can't do that. So then they start getting more and more desperate. And they're like, oh, we – I have had cancer, and my little brother had his leg removed, and it almost, it's like we can't take that personally. We can't really believe it. Otherwise, we would have to give them tickets.
Right.
And then there'd be none for you, to be honest. Yeah. So,
And I also want to point out that it's too early to be desperate, because the tick, I mean, it's not the day before the show, and you've exhausted all other measures. You've already tried to win them for a week. I mean, they haven't even gone on sale yet. So at this point, 99% of the tickets are still available, okay? They haven't even gone on sale yet, so do not fret. What you should instead do is make sure you're a K-Rock Street team member, which is free. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up online, and then be in front of your computer at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. That's when the tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009. I mean, at this point, that's the best thing you can do to try to get your tickets.
Right.
And then we will continue to give them away, of course, including some in less than an hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the week. So stand by for details on that.
Can't strongly enough tell you that you're not going to be able to get those tickets if you're not a K-Rock Street team member.
Yep.
So make sure you go not at 4:59 on Thursday to sign up, because that's a little frenetic at that point.
Yeah.
Tickets can go pretty fast. And we also wanted to mention that this afternoon, we are going to be doing Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde live for Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Arriba!
We have that. We have Lisa shouting Arriba.
There. Arriba!
So we are going to be at the Chronic Cantina, and we're going to be broadcasting live from 5 to 6. That's in Costa Mesa at 1870 Harbor Boulevard.
Okay.
Between 5 and 6. That way you don't have to skip work in the morning like sometimes we do a live remote in the morning. Now we're doing it from 5 to 6. So you just have to get off work a little early, show up.
Yeah.
I'm sure the party will go on past 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of this thing is it starts at 5, and that way you're already in the place. If you're 21 and up, by the way, it is free to get in, but it will fill up quickly. You're already in the place, then you can just stay as long as you want. We'll only be broadcasting till 6, but obviously the party goes on. I had a question. I heard some talk in the meeting yesterday that we were going to be giving away tickets for the Weenie Roast this afternoon to somebody who's there on site.
That's correct.
And then, I don't know the connection between Cinco de Mayo and Miss Cleo's boobs. But is that contest still
that
on?
Is happening?
Where she's going to weigh her breasts?
There's no.
You know what? It's like guessing how many jelly beans are in a jar.
Correct.
It's very similar.
Except for the jelly beans are much more attractive.
Right.
And much bigger.
You got to look at them, and then you got to guess. Right.
Yes.
That's
I mean,
how we're going to do it.
That's part of yes. And by the way, there's no tie-in. Whatsoever needed.
We okay, just, I was afraid that I missed somehow connection was to Mexico's war history.
No. I don't think we're necessarily celebrating that as much as we are a drinking holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get to lift Miss Cleo's boob in order to make an educated guess?
Yes. Everyone?
Yeah, okay. I don't think you
do. No. No.
Only,
I mean,
guys.
No.
Only guys.
Only
guys.
No, you guys. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think that's not going to be a part of it because, you know,
all right.
no one person
she
could lift
them.
She
needs a shred of her dignity.
So here's the deal. This afternoon,
she needs a new job. Then
it's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Cinco.
Arriba!
We're going to be broadcasting live. You'll hear it on the radio, but even better, be there in person at the Chronic Cantina. The address is 1870 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. It's free to get in. 21 and up. $5 taco bar and drink specials all night. And guess how much Miss Cleo's boobs weigh? And win yourself tickets to the K-Rock Weedy Roasty Fiesta 2009. That's all this afternoon. We'll see you there.
Arriba!
Former sports guy at the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, is going to be joining us just after 8 o'clock. He's got a lot of splaining to do because, as I understand it, he was there last night and the Lakers sucked. So you tell me if that's just a coincidence or what.
I hope, because he's going to be there for the next game, too.
Yeah, so. You know he is.
That would be bad. The swine flu, I miss. I miss it. Last week it was hot and heavy.
It's not over yet. It's not gone. It's still existing around the fringes.
It's still closing a school now and again.
Sure, but it's not the hype. You know,
the panic.
Last week was such a full-blown panic. Yeah. Everybody's going to die.
Now, I was out last week. I was on vacation, so I missed a lot of the swine flu chatter that y'all had. But isn't the gist of the swine flu that, with the exception of the fact that a couple of people in Mexico got it from a pig, it's really just like any other flu?
Pretty much.
The only people who have died have been in Mexico, or the one Mexican who crossed the border and then died in the U.S. No one else has died around the world, from what I understand, from the swine flu. And almost exclusively the people who have gotten it, it's just been a mild flu and they've been fine. Right?
Yes.
Sure. But that's,
and that's the panic that we've been hearing about nonstop for 10 full days.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Channel 4, you know, they don't need much to run with, and they've been panicking, but so has CNN. Last week it was everywhere all day, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of, whatever. We're moving on to whatever's next.
And
poor swine flu.
Next.
I feel bad for it. Egypt has begun a controversial practice. They have decided that they are going to handle the swine flu by slaughtering all of the nation's pigs.
Come on.
What?
There's outside of that little town in Mexico. My understanding is no one else around the world has got it from pigs, and they haven't found a single pig that's infected.
Yep, that's true. And yet they have 250,000 pigs, and they're determined to kill them all.
That's maybe an overreaction.
You think? A bit? And the World Health Organization has come out and said there's no evidence.
Who?
Who? There's no evidence that the animals were transmitting swine flu to humans.
So,
obviously, at some point they did, but Egypt is not going to have it. They are interested in nipping this in the bud.
That sounds extreme. You're not going to believe this. Producer Alex, the best producer on the planet, has been able to line up the head of the agricultural ministry in Egypt. And if I have the name correct, it's Abdullah Ahmed Zaid. Is that right, sir?
That's right, my babies. How are you doing today, my babies?
We are good. How are you?
Pleasure to talk to you. Kevin and Z, my babies. How are you?
Well, we're fine, but we're a little bit concerned. Sir, is there any way you could move away from the pigs a little bit?
No, sir. I got a lot of pigs to kill. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm going to have to talk to you and murder pigs at the same time.
Terrible, baby. I hope that's not true. This story, please tell me that they got the facts wrong in this story. You're not going to kill a quarter of a million. What are you doing?
I'm chopping pig heads off.
No.
What do you got? What's your question, my baby? Come on, I'm busy.
Would you mind not chopping pigs' heads off while we ask the question?
I have 60,000 pigs to kill.
Oh,
you think
man.
I just sit around talking to you on cell phone?
Well, maybe we'll... Give me a reason not to.
Come on, babies. Give me some. Give me some talking now. I have to do both things. Time.
Oh,
dear
okay. God.
All right. How about this? They haven't found any pigs that have the swine flu
yet.
Well, they're not going to leap over the. It started
what?
In Mexico.
What? Sleeping where?
It's okay, not going to leap you, over
my,
the
my,
ocean.
My sweet little baby, don't talk so much because you're just embarrassing yourself now. Right,
let me handle that one. Okay. They're not going to leap over the ocean.
Yes.
Oh, the ocean. Leap over the ocean.
Right.
Oh, okay. In that case.
Oh!
What is that?
What's happening now?
I'm just whipping them.
Why are you whipping them?
No, that's terrible.
Fun to watch them go into a frenzy, a little pig frenzy, my babies.
No! No, there's nothing fun about that. That's cruel and inhumane. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Listen, here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
All right, I hate to ask what's going on now.
Jackhammer.
Look, swine flu, if people are getting it, they're getting it from other humans. It doesn't have anything to do with pigs in your country at all.
Listen, it's not called people flu, okay, my baby? It's not called person flu. It's called swine flu, my babies, okay? So all this swine, I have to go, so we can't take the risk. Mm. It's not worth taking the risk that they may give people this swine flu, my babies.
Well, I understand there are an awful lot of farmers in Egypt who would disagree with that and are not allowing anyone to come and cull their pigs.
But look, they get to keep the meat. We're not taking the meat from them. They can still sell the meat.
Right.
So what do they have to be afraid of? What's the problem, my babies?
I don't know. Maybe they'd like to have pigs to make new pigs.
Maybe I'd like to use a flamethrower on a pig.
Oh, no, come on. No. This is terrible.
Or maybe a target practice. Oh. Maybe air-to-air missile.
What?
Maybe I'd like to do that.
Just to kill a pig?
Do you know of a better way to kill a pig than air-to-air missile?
I guess not. I mean, maybe you can get more than one per missile, but it seems expensive.
Do you guys need any footballs?
No, we don't.
We're going to be in the football business here in Egypt, baby. We're going to have the best footballers in the world, baby.
We have plenty of footballs. We don't need
it. Best shoes, wallet.
Nope, don't need any of that. Got it all.
Cell phone? Rug?
You're making cell phones out of pigs?
How about jewelry? How about that necklace? Nice necklace, eh? With an ankh on it? You want an ankh? You know what the ankh is?
No.
Ankh,
no,
Egyptian symbol for life, ankh.
Okay, all right. No, don't need it.
All right, my babies.
I think our message is stop it. That's what we're calling to say, sir.
So, all right, I'll stop it right after this.
Is that a chainsaw?
That's going to leave a mark.
Anybody know how to get pig out of rayon?
Hey! Well done.
Best one yet. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:46.
Ralph Garman, you're going to be very excited about this time tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Guess who's going to be in our studio?
Oh, golly gosh, I can't imagine.
Colin Farrell.
Mr. Sulu. John Cho from the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What? What do you mean,
No, I'm kidding. He was great in the movie. Looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, I think he's Harold as well, so we'll have him in tomorrow morning. And
great is Mail Al.
Different. Different Mr. Sulu.
You say you're Mr. Sulu, I'm thinking George Takei, and I'm excited because I'm thinking.
Well, I knew
Mr.
how much
Sulu's
you love the Star Trek
in.
Movie. But you love the Star John Trek Cho. Movie so much that I thought that you'd be excited about Mr. Cho.
Yeah. I think I would have bet that as well.
Yeah. All right. 7:47, Tuesday morning. We're opposite with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I'd rather meet the real Mr. Sulu with your matinee idol good looks.
It's time to move on from the old cast, apparently. We've turned over a new leaf with this film.
You can have it all, man. George and Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov, they were at the premiere of the new one. So it's all one big happy Star Trek family. It's not an either-or situation, for God's sake.
All right.
Even Leonard Nimoy would tell you that.
Yeah.
What's that?
Angels and Demons, speaking of movies, is coming out on the 15th, I believe, of this month. It is Tom Hanks reprising his role as Robert Langdon. Angels and Demons. We've got a special K-Rock advanced screening of the feature film, directed by Ron Howard once again. Ron Howard and Tom Hanks have made quite the pairing over the
years.
They've done a lot of feature films together. Here's a little trivia question. If you'd like to go to the special advanced screening of Angels and Demons, here's your trivia question. Ron Howard wildly successful director.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He also was a wildly successful actor.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
I haven't even asked the question.
No.
Of course, you know him from Happy Days.
Sure.
And the Andy Griffith Show as a child actor. He was Opie on that show. But he also starred in the first hit of another superstar director.
Ooh, ooh.
Motion picture director.
Ooh.
Became one of the biggest motion picture directors and producers of all time. Starred in his first successful film.
Hmm.
What was that film? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Early Ron Howard film that was directed by a monster director. Director went on to direct many, many big, many, many big films.
Okay. Can I call?
No, you cannot call.
I don't often know the answer.
I know. And it's just sad that you don't.
It's driving me crazy right now.
Don't have a chance this time.
He's in knowing information and not being able to see
it. Oh, can you imagine? It's brutal. He's going to have to blog about it or tweet somebody right now.
I'm going
to
tweet the answer right now.
Just had a question and I know the answer to it. Here's what the answer is.
All right, I'm going to tweet the answer right now. Somebody can use it and win.
Oh, well, we got problems, kids. Right here in River City.
This is River City?
The FCC is going loopy again. They're getting nutty again.
Uh-oh.
They're swinging back the other way. They're coming after us. Not only did they just uphold their policy that even a fleeting or one-time use of a curse word on live television should be threatened severely, should be fined rather severely.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because of that ruling, the Supreme Court is asking the Court of Federal Appeals to re-examine its ruling about the Janet Jackson boob incident at the Super Bowl 5 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
You see, an appeals court ruled in favor of CBS, saying that they weren't responsible for Janet Jackson's nipple slipping out, so they should not be fined for that incident.
Because they wanted to fine every station that
played station,
it, all that.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
The appeals court said it was not their fault. And so they rescinded those fines and gave CBS the benefit of the doubt. Now, because of this latest ruling about the FCC policy about even fleeting or occasional curse words, they're saying fleeting or occasional nudity would have to be held to the same precedent. And so they're asking them to go back and revisit the case, which may levy those original fines against CBS again.
Wow. I don't have a problem with that.
Wow.
I don't. I think it's reasonable that a television station should be able to tape delay a halftime show in the event of nudity or swearing so that people that are watching the Super Bowl don't see it.
Talk about fleeting moment, though, Bean.
Yeah,
you had to
I agree. You couldn't even see it.
You could not even see it with the human eye.
No.
I will tell you
that. And the court ruled, and now they're going to go back and go, let's look
and
at it again.
Who benefits from that?
Isn't that double jeopardy? Can you be horked like that?
That's a great question.
FCC gets more money, and how does society benefit from that in any way?
Especially in this current economy.
Yeah, let's just be done with it.
How are you going to penalize CBS, which has learned their lesson and has gone out of their way to ensure that never happens again?
Trust us.
With delays on live broadcasts, every live broadcast that they do now is tape delayed. What more do they want to ensure that that's not going to happen again?
Isn't that the whole point?
What kind of punitive effect could those fines have against CBS if they decide to go back to them? What more could they do?
Don't know. It is funny, though, that I remember at the time when that case and others were coming up, people were going, well, this is what happens when you have a conservative government. And now you kind of expect that things will go the other way, and they'll look at something like this and go, well, not really that big a deal. Let's just bury it. But apparently, when it's steamrolling through the courts, apparently it's not in the president's hands.
Murder button.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
For who? Who gets the murder button?
All of them.
Bill FCC.
I don't think there is whatever his name is.
Steve FCC.
I don't think there's a dude. I think there's a bunch of dudes.
Frank Carl Callahan, FCC.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Let's go to Urtron.
Glendale?
In the year 2017. Urtron?
Yes.
Is that really your name, Urtron?
Yes.
That's amazing.
What kind of transformer are you?
I'm an Armenian transformer.
Are you Deceptor? Decepticon? What are they called?
Decepticon, yeah. What's the answer there, Urtron?
American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, that's right. Starring Ron Howard, directed by George Lucas.
How about that?
It was his first hit movie, and it paved the way for all the stuff he did after that. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you details, but you're going to the special K-Rock advanced screening of Angels and Demons.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Urtron. Give my best to the rest of your people on planet Merpzor. Denise Richards has vowed never to sing again in public.
Good.
Wise choice.
I don't know if you saw this, but she recently sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game. She was singing at a Cubs home game with the Florida Marlins, and the fans went ape-ess when she was singing. She was so bad.
They should have. She was that bad. Why? What would make her sing? I mean, what would make her think?
Let us do it.
No, but I'm saying, what
would... We can't sing.
Celebrities think that it's a magic booth somehow, or that it's equipped with auto-tune. I don't know what they think that it's going to sound good coming out when they know they can't sing, but they still step in there.
One person at the game said it was awful. We've had some bad versions of Wrigley, but that was the worst. She only agreed to sing the song last minute after Cubs officials asked her to perform in return for letting her set up an information booth for the Kidney Cancer Association during the game. That was a deal she made. If she used her celebrity in the booth, they would let her set up some information kiosks for the Kidney Cancer Association.
No good deed goes unpunished, right?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. I don't know if you have the audio, Ralph, because I just brought up the YouTube video if you want to hear some of it.
I don't have the audio.
Let's do it. It's bad.
It is definitely bad. And how much celebrity cachet do you get out of Denise Richards being in your booth, by the way?
Well, that's probably all they had that day.
Here's the pitch. Struck him out. Time to sing a stretch.
Not the best audio in the world.
No, that's good.
Denise
Richards.
I think we get the idea.
Wow, that is painful.
Yeah, it's rough.
She's bad on every level.
Yes.
Just shut up and show
them. And she's yeah, exactly. And she's Denise Richards. They should say, no, we're celebrities only.
Just in general principles. Congratulations to Trent Reznor. Our buddy Trent is officially off the market. He's engaged to Mariqueen Mondig.
Sorry?
I'm guessing.
Mariqueen Mondig.
Yeah, you're right.
She is the singer for a band called West Indian Girl. Happy couple has not yet set a date for the wedding, but Trent said he's head over heels for Mariqueen. And who couldn't be with a name like Mariqueen? You gotta marry her. You're Mariqueen.
Sure.
And Meg White of the White Stripes is also getting...
No, we talked about this, Bean.
We had this conversation earlier.
Hello.
Oh, hurts me.
You have to distinguish between your taste and all of our taste, because the bell represents us all.
Your taste and the truth.
If you can't do this right, we're going to take it away.
You can
look. You just think about that.
The bell can go away.
Yep.
I just love Meg White so much.
Right, you can. We're not telling you not to. But we're saying the bell represents us as well, and she doesn't get a bell.
You cannot ring the bell. For her.
You need a bean-only bell.
And
we
did this an hour ago. We had this conversation, and yet you still ring the bell.
Right. I'm sorry. It was reflex.
No, it's not. It's not a reflex. You made that choice. You know, you are CBS trotting Janet Jackson out again and then ripping her bra off. That's what you are. And you should be punished.
What's the story about my sweet Meg? What's she doing?
She's getting married. Tying a knot to a guy named Fred Smith, who is the son of Patty Smith and another Fred Smith.
Is he blind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is blind. Fred Blindy Smith, they call him. If you were blind, you could just use those as braille, those bumps she's got on her chest. I mean, she's got nice cans, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
No question.
That's all
cans
being seen.
Do not a bell make.
Untrue, Lisa. I love her face. I love her hair. I love her skin.
But and I saw that picture that you put
awesome
up.
Awesome personality.
Impossible.
She is pasty and greasy and just smells of patchouli through a photograph.
Bean thinks that he can focus on anything besides boobs, but he can't.
No.
It's all boobs.
I can and just gave you a list of other things I like about Meg White that don't have anything to do with
I like her skin.
I do. She's got great skin. Alabaster. Anyway, there's a great picture of her that I put up on my K-Rock blog if you want to check it out.
Yeah, let Bean know what you think about that photo.
Murder button. Today's celebrity birthday is John Rhys-Davies from Lord of the Rings and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Bad dates.
Favorite line from that movie. 65 years old today. Singer Ian McCulloch of Echo and the Bunnymen turns 50 years old today. Actress Tina Yothers from Family Guys is 36. Danielle Fishel originally starred on Boy Meets World, now has her own show on the Style Network. She's 28 years old today. Singer Adele is 21. Chris Brown celebrates his 20th birthday, unfortunately. And Lance Hendricks. One of our favorite actors from Millennium and Aliens. He is 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What about giving away tickets to a little show we like to call the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2009?
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Hey! We could that could use an updating.
Do you think?
Classic.
That Calypso beat the kids love so much.
It's very. Although it was more popular when we recorded that for the show in 1950.
Yeah.
How does this game play? It's been a while since we've dragged this one out, Kevin. What's the deal here?
We have a wheel here with celebrity names on it. And
we got a room full of celebrities next door.
That's correct. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Spencer Pratt is one of them. William Shatner. Rodney. Oh. Tom DeLonge. Jed the Fish. Governor Schwarzenegger. Hulk Hogan. Rare bean voice. Mayor Villaraigosa, Bob Dylan, Anthony Kiedis, and the Queen.
So we spin the wheel, which, if I recall correctly, was handcrafted by the great Adam Carolla about 15 years ago. And whatever celebrity it lands on, they'll read lyrics from one of the bands or artists that's performing at the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2009. All the caller on the phone has to do is name the artist and title, right?
That's correct.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Then they go into a drawing, and then Lisa will pick a winner at the end, whether that person has been on the air or not. All right, let's give it a try. It's been a while. We go to the caller first, and then spin the wheel? Okay.
Monique in Los Angeles.
Hey.
All right, you ready? Are you good with lyrics?
Somewhat.
Okay, excellent.
Good.
Well, these are all bands that are going to be at the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. So that's your clue, and it landed on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, that's going to be hot. Can't believe it landed on me.
All right, Governor Monique is on the line. She's going to be listening to the lyrics you recite here and then come up with the artist and title for us. Go ahead, please.
All right, here we go. Everyone likes to dance to a happy song with a catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along. Timbaland knows the way to reach the top of the charts. Maybe if I work with him, I can perfect the art.
All right, Monique, what do you think?
Weezer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is not correct. They actually don't even have a song with that name.
I wish they did. That would be a great song.
That would be a cool song. No, we were actually looking for Pork and Beans this time, Monique. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Thank you, though. Oh, she knew it was Weezer.
Do we have the song clips afterwards? No. That would be good. That would sound good if that happens.
That would be planning ahead.
That would sound so good if that was the way.
All right. Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, smack a dang bang a dang like a ding dong.
We haven't said hello to our contestant yet. Jesse is on the line. Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Ready listen up.
You people have never done this before.
That's correct.
All right, Arnold, you can step out.
Anthony?
Holler's a fever, rattling bones. Can't wait just to taste it, but it's not forever, but it's tonight. Oh, we'll still get the greatest, wag-a-dang, dang, smack-a-doo.
I think you ad-libbed that
part. Not allowed to hear the lyrics?
Oh, damn.
That makes it twice as hard, I think.
Yeah. Do you recognize it? Song, title, and band?
I had a better chance with Arnold.
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh.
If it helps, it's perhaps the biggest song we play on K-Rock. Very popular band, very popular song. Couldn't be more excited about having them on the bill, but you wouldn't know that from the way Anthony Kiedis recited them.
Need a guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Kings of Leon. It's Kings of Leon. Sex on Fire. Yeah.
Sex on Fire.
Sorry.
Thank you, though.
All right, well. 0 for 2, that's not bad.
Let's go to Ashley on line 3, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Listen up. Let's see who your celebrity is.
The Wheel of Celebrities landed on Jed the Fish.
Oh. I just won a 6.7
just the lyrics. Just the lyrics. Just the lyrics for the song, and then she has to...
Pack up. Don't stray. Oh, say. Oh, say. Wait. They don't love you like I love you. Wait.
It's the
They don't love you.
Like, I'm sorry, say that again, Ashley.
I love you.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah!
That's
the All right, Jed, thank you very much. All right, Ashley is in the drawing. She may have herself some tickets in a couple of minutes. Robert is in L.A. He is on line 4. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, what's up?
Wheel of Celebrities landed on Hulk Hogan. A rare bean voice. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Good morning. What are you doing? What's going on? If you want to make the...
Lyrics, please. Just the lyrics.
Okay, sorry. No ad-libbing. If you want to make the move, then you better come in.
That's a little bit more like Mr. T.
Come on, spit it out. Do it. It's just the ability to reason that we're so thin, living and dying, and the stories that are true. Secrets to a good life is knowing when you're through, brother.
Rancid.
Rancid is correct.
Yes.
Song title?
Come on, make the Hulkster proud. Go ahead, dude. Say it.
Title of the song?
Say it.
I don't know.
That's time bomb.
Yeah,
that's a really time bomb.
That's a pretty big Rancid song.
Nice
right there.
Try though. Thank you for playing. So far, just Ashley in the drawing. Let's try Alicia. Alicia, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. Good morning.
The Wheel of Celebrities landed again on Anthony Kiedis, which is not. It's not good because he can't be understood. You want me to spin it again? I will. I won't.
I'll do another set of lyrics if you'd like.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life, but it's not quite right. It's just real. It's impossible to feel. I've been waiting for this moment. What could dang smack a do?
All right, Legion, what do you think? There's no California. These lyrics. They don't put that in their
songs. These lyrics are stupid and meaningless.
I have no idea.
Mm.
Oh, so sorry.
Sorry, that's the Silver Sun pickups. Lazy eye.
If we had the hook to play for you, you would see how close those lyrics were to what Anthony was saying. There you go. All right, we're running out of time. We got time for maybe just a couple more contestants. Let's try Josh on line 6. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys.
This is not.
Let's see who your celebrity is going to be.
I will spit again, but it landed on Anthony Kiedis.
Spit again.
I'm not kidding.
We got right. A lot of celebrities in the other room. Spit again.
Here we go.
I'm out.
No, what? No, wait.
No, never come ending. Back.
Wait. Tom DeLonge.
Oh.
There we go, Tom DeLonge.
All right.
Tom DeLonge, of course, from Blink-182 and Angels and Airwaves. Listen up. Here's your song, Josh.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish I taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked.
All right, I hope that's enough.
I drink my beer. I smoke my weed. But my good friends all right. is all I need in space right. with angels.
Oh. Nope.
In my dreams
None
with
that
a
is.
Wizard. Those are pixie nope. dust on my brain.
Those are
Josh,
not
Josh, what song is he trying to do
oh,
there?
Oh, man, it's the I Love College song, and I don't know the...
That's artist. Correct. I Love College.
What's the dude's name? Come on, man, you can do it.
He's a
I'm
Jew.
Name, John Ashcroft. I know.
Oh, yes. Close.
It was former Attorney General John Ashcroft. Yes. I'm so sorry. Asher Roth is who's playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast, and that's whose song that was. What a great try, though. I'm sorry, dude. Thanks very much. All right, one more. This is going to be Jorge on line 7. Jorge, listen up. Kevin is spinning the wheel. Let's see who your celebrity is.
It is Rodney, and Ralph's gone, so who's going to do Rodney?
Bean.
Bean?
I think Lisa May can do Rodney.
Yep.
I can't do Rodney.
Yep.
Let's have. I would like to hear Lisa May attempt to do
okay,
that.
Okay, let me think about how Rodney sounds.
All right.
Yes, there you go. Okay.
All right. As you stand under the bar light,
come on,
and the band and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while, and the piano's this melancholy sound check to her smile. All right,
all right, nice ad lib.
It's got it. It's got
Is
it.
That
it's got
Leon?
It.
What's that?
No, it's not Kings of Leon. I'm sorry. We were looking for the Airborne Toxic event sometime around midnight. Great, great song. I'm sorry you didn't win. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty easy drawing
Let's
for you,
do
Lisa.
The drawing.
Barney in Beverly Hills. Oh, no wait, I'm sorry. That's
really,
not right. Ashley in Corona.
We only had one, and it was Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You got tickets
Thank
to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. I would say overall, the game.
Yes.
Thumbs down.
I was trying to remember why it had been so long since we had done this game, and now I think I know.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
How about Matt Money Smith, former sports guy at the Kevin and Bean Show, and now celebrated author joining us in studio here on the World News.
Is he a celebrated author?
Celebrated
he
author.
Certainly is.
Thank you, Bean. Money, real quick for folks who didn't hear you last week, where is your book available and what's it called?
Everywhere online. Bookstores, I've been told, all over Southern California. It's called The Great Book of Los Angeles Sports Lists. Thanks to those folks that emailed. Said they poured through it in about 3 to 4 hours. Seems to be the average time. You can get through the entire thing in one sitting. It's been described as a great bathroom book because you can just kind of you can digest a single list in one sitting, and it's it's close to 100 lists. Kobe, you know, James Worthy, Eric Karros, Jeannie Buss, all included in there.
You had those people give you their top 10 of
their
whatever.
Top 10s awesome. Or something.
That's
yeah.
great.
So thank
it's
you.
So funny. Kevin and I for years have noticed, we couldn't help but notice around us, that a lot of people come through the Kevin and Bean Show and go on to phenomenal success and great acclaim. And, you know, it's weird for guys like us, you know, who are basically doing the same job and doing it as poorly as we have for the last 20 years, to see, you know, Jimmy Kimmel with a TV show and, you know, and Adam Carolla with the number one podcast and all of his stuff going on. You've written a book. We've still done nothing. But, man, do we spawn success.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just sucking in a different place, that I've carried on the Kevin and Bean legacy. Just somewhere else.
Keep sucking, just don't do it in the same place.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Speaking of sucking,
yeah.
with the possible exception of less than a minute of the game last night, what happened to your boys?
The, you know, I said this on Friday, I said it again yesterday, I said it again in the pregame, that, you know, nationally, well, I guess I'm a national broadcaster
sure.
now, too. Someone snatched my freaking analogy from me. I said it's like in college football, when you play Air Force and you got to go up against a wishbone offense or an option offense, you don't see it, you know, but once a season. And
right.
when you do, even though you're far superior in talent than your opponent, they can make life tough on you because it's different than anything else that you are used to. That is the Houston Rockets.
Maybe
they are different than anything else.
Maybe you should have spent less time talking about that
yeah.
and all your negativity going out there.
It's all my fault.
I said it yesterday before the game and before earlier in the day, later in the day and after the game.
That's right.
Come on.
Point.
But I don't understand what you're saying, Money, because they played the Rockets several times this season.
Four times.
And they had a week to watch them on tape. It seems like anything that you could know about what the Rockets were going to bring, you could learn.
I think in playoff basketball, and Derek Fisher said this and really put it best. He said, you know, that the Rockets are built for the postseason, the way they play. They
what does that
grab,
mean?
You know, they let things go in the playoffs. The officials do. It's a more physical brand
oh,
of
see.
Basketball. They don't want to foul people out. The games mean so much more.
So they let fouls
so
go a lot.
Yeah, they hold their whistles a little bit. And when you have two of the best perimeter defenders in all of basketball, they finished fourth and fifth respectively in the Defensive Player of the Year voting, and Shane Battier and Ron Artest
yeah.
to just shut down or at least make life tough on your best scores. And then, should that defense break down, you get to the basket and what's waiting for you?
Seven
a giant
six.
7 foot seven dude that weighs 600 pounds and just puts up his arms. So
yeah.
it's different than anything they see all year. The Lakers beat them all four times in the regular season.
Will they be able to adjust?
Yeah.
And game two will be nothing like it? I mean, will it not?
I think all the games will look like this.
You do.
I mean, unless for some reason.
So even if the Lakers win, it's going to be kind of ugly.
I mean, the officials would have to change the way they officiate playoff basketball for us to see a different looking series. The Lakers are far more talented on paper than the Rockets, but, you know, defense, you can have consistency. Offense, you can't. Sometimes
right.
your shot's there, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the offense moves, sometimes it doesn't. Defense. You're a good defender. You can come to play every single night and keep yourself in every single game. Keep it close and hope you can sneak something out at the end.
Yeah. Those two guys, though, they foul a lot.
Who's that, Battier and Artest?
Yes.
Well, you
especially
know,
Artest.
My old standby is it's only a foul if the referee calls it.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
it's subjective a bit. They have to decide how they're going to call a game, how much they're going to let go. So and that's something that the players have to get through their head. It is only a foul if the referee calls it. Do not quit on a play. Do not quit on defense because you're not happy with the way something
Kobe
was called.
Kobe specifically gets hacked a lot, gets
yeah.
fouled a lot because he's the guy everybody knows they need to focus on. And it seems like there are some games where he's mad at the ref every single
yeah.
play.
Well, he only went to he took 31 shots last night, went to the free throw line five times. And like you said, that's just a decision by the referees of how they're going to play the game. There's a great, I know it may sound a bit daunting, but Google Shane Battier, New York Times, Michael Lewis. He's the guy. Michael Lewis is the guy that wrote the famed book Moneyball,
right.
all about the way life in baseball changed because of statistics and kids from MIT that can crunch numbers. He wrote a great article about Shane Battier in the New York Times, based on Daryl Morey, the general manager of Houston, saying that this is a guy who is not, you know, just an average player statistically, is an awful player statistically.
Yeah.
You look at his line last night, 1 for 5 from the floor, 6 points, just 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Yet he had a major impact on that game because of how tough he made life on Kobe. He pushed him to spots where Kobe wasn't comfortable. He's a very cerebral defender, so he's the kind of guy that will survey a floor and say, where does Kobe shoot the lowest percentage from? That's where I'm going to funnel him and force him to take shots. And it really is, if you know it's a bit technical, if you get into the nuances of basketball, it really is kind of an interesting approach to playing the game when you don't have nearly as much talent and no business winning a contest.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. What did Coach Phil say after the game?
He opened with, that didn't surprise us. We feel confident. We feel like we're all right. And they knew it was going to be that way. Well, you know, I followed up with a question. What didn't surprise you? Because I would feel like if you have a week to prepare and you lose a game and you come out and say that wasn't surprising, why didn't you prepare for exactly what wasn't surprising make those adjustments? And he didn't answer me. Well, you know.
Yeah, you should be surprised. If you lose, then you should have been surprised by something.
Just you work so hard over the course of a regular season to win 65 games and get home court, and now it's gone in the first game against a team that is feeling very confident, plays good defense, plays very well at home.
All right, I have one more question, then we're going to take a break and come back with Matt Money Smith. Why does Petros yell all the time?
That's a great question.
He has
a microphone, and he knows that, right?
I think he's got the lisp, you know, and I think the louder he gets, the less pronounced the lisp is.
Interesting.
So I think that's an internal defense mechanism that he's had his whole life. And it's funny, you know.
If he talked softly, he would sound like Mike Tyson?
I think it'd be more pronounced.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to it that when people say, why does he yell so much? I say, what are you talking about? It doesn't affect me at all.
He yells a lot.
I'm in the car sometimes and I'm listening to you guys, and I honestly feel like it's some sort of Iraqi irrigation. Interrogation.
You should see the way the water runs through our radio show.
That's what it feels like. I feel like I need to confess something when this man is still screaming at me so much.
That's why we do it. You know? There are people that have told me that I have adopted his personality. Although I don't know.
Oh, you both yell.
Yeah.
All right. We have more questions about the Lakers series. Also, emailers are wanting your take on the Ducks Red Wings, too. So we'll cover
absolutely.
That more when we return with our friend Matt Money Smith right after this.
I'm just saying.
I heard what you were saying.
Yeah,
congratulations to Robert Amaya from Long Beach, by the way. Latest winner, the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2009 tickets just announced on this program yesterday with your Weezer, your Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, Yeah, Rancid, Silver Sun Pickups, Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant, White Lies. Matt Money Smith, does it bring back memories when you hear us talking about the Weenie Roast? You remember all those years you were working here?
Very excited. I like that lineup. Silver Sun, and I love the Jimmys and Kings of Leon.
Can't help you with tickets. I'm sorry, buddy. Can't help you.
You know what? I might be available. Lakers may be bounced from the playoffs
How dare you?
Hey, I want to tell you something. I haven't had a chance to mention this on the air, but I was on vacation last week and I went to Cleveland, and I assume that you've been
Cleveland?
Through there with I assume that you've probably gone through there a few times with basketball related duties. But we always talk about how in Southern California there are so many things to capture people's attentions, and the Lakers are probably at the top of the heap. I mean, I gotta imagine, you know, Lakers Dodgers are the two biggies in this town, and there are a lot of people who are supportive of them. It's nothing like going to Cleveland where it's all Cavs all the time, and you walk around that city, and it seems like every other person is wearing LeBron merchandise. There are billboards, there are posters, there are signs, there's graffiti, there's tattoos. You can't look down a street and not see LeBron James somewhere. He's beloved like he was Jesus in that town.
Remember, this is a town, Cleveland, that has been just a parade of failures. You know, the Indians and the Browns and the Cavs during the Jordan years, just one heartbreak. Ernest Biner's fumble. You know, I mean, there has been one heartbreak after another.
And the weather
like,
blows, and the city blows.
It's not.
It's
not a bad city.
It's not a great city, but it's not a bad city.
They haven't won a championship of any kind in any sport, I think I heard, since like 1952.
Since Jim Brown was on the Browns.
If you can imagine a drought like that. But it was just so interesting to hear the way people talk. I mean, it's like they're talking about the Pope. It's like Catholics talking about the Pope, how revered and beloved he is in that community. And by all accounts, I mean, obviously, even people who don't live in Cleveland, there are a lot of them, and don't strike me dead for saying this, Kevin, who really would like to see LeBron get a ring because they love him and they think he's a phenomenal player.
You know,
how dare you?
There's also overcompensation there, I think, too. You know, LeBron, we love you so much. They won't love you in New York like we love you here. Don't leave us next year. And there's a lot of people that think if, in fact, he does deliver Cleveland that championship this year, it'll be easier for him to walk away because he can say, hey, I did my work here. I grew up here. Right, I gave you sense. Your first championship in 70 years or 60 years, well, the first Cavs ever, and now I can go play on Madison
Avenue. Is he going to go play?
You know, I don't know.
Why would he? What could he? I mean, why would he want to leave if he really does love it there, where he's born and raised?
That's what I've always said. You know, he seems like in talking to people that are close to him. Even though, did I ever tell you my LeBron story about the radio interview?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do radio.
Don't do radio. All right. That was our LeBron James interview. He apparently likes it there. He's very kind of I don't want to say he's sheltered, but he doesn't go out a lot. I think he's very. You know, he's very protective of his image.
He's pretty low-key.
Yeah. So, you know, I think if
am I a geek that I drove by his house?
Yes.
Very much so. You're not a geek. You're strange, and I'm uncomfortable.
35,000 square foot place in Cleveland, by the way.
Wow.
35,000 square feet house.
You know what happens when you walk outside of a 35,000 square foot house in Cleveland?
You're in Cleveland.
You're still in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind it.
That blows.
Anyway, so is that, I mean, do you feel that's still the likely final, which is what the experts were predicting before the playoffs began? Lakers-Cleveland is what you see? Okay.
Very much so. I would be, I think it'd be a great upset if it wasn't those two teams.
Me too. That would be awesome.
Well, and you know, that's...
Although I think when you look at the now.
The Lakers are down 1-0 right now, but when you look at the matchups along the way for Cleveland, there is nothing to get in their way. You know, the Magic just aren't... They rely too much on the three-point shot. The Celtics are beat up without Kevin Garnett, so Cleveland, I think, has a clear path. For the Lakers, you know, you look at the remaining teams, the Rockets, the Nuggets, and the Mavericks, and none of them really pose a serious threat because they're not deep enough, they don't have the level of talent, and over the course, that's why... Look, one game last night, are people freaking out in Los Angeles? Of course, it's a loss. You lose home court. Now you have to win a game on the road. But the Lakers are a far superior talented team, much more talented. It's like the Bulls and the Knicks in the early 90s. Remember the Knicks would win a game or two, and everyone's like, oh, the Knicks are finally going to get the best of Michael Jordan.
Right.
And then Jordan would freak out for three games, beat him by an average of 30 points per game, and they'd go on to the final. Same thing, I think, will happen in this Houston series.
Well, we will be disappointed. You're absolutely right if that's not the final. All right, let's change gears in our remaining moments with Matt Money Smith on the Kevin and Bean Show. Got an email from Ron who wants to know, what does Money think about Ducks and Red Wings one apiece?
Hey, Ron. I think the one thing, you know, when that series started, I said it's the last team the Red Wings do not want to see in the playoffs, no matter the seed, because the Ducks don't care. You know, they are one of these teams that have a bunch of grinders, guys that bust their ass on every single shift, great defensemen in Pronger and Niedermeyer that have no concern about the mystique of Joe Louis Arena and the Red Wings. They do not care. Lindstrom means nothing to them. Zetterberg and Datsyuk and these great players.
They're an all-star team.
Yeah, they're just dudes to them because of the experience and the ability. And you know, people talk about Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote the book, Blink, has a new book out called Outliers, and he makes a great observation. He said, you know, in hockey, people always celebrate these goalies that make these miraculous runs and have these great career records. But if you look at them, all of them have one thing in common. All the great goalies. They had just superior defensemen playing in front of them. So as we celebrate Jonas Hiller, and we should, I mean, you know, three shutout overtime periods on the road, he has Scott Niedermeyer and Chris Pronger playing in front of them, two of the best the NHL has to offer. And because of that, the Ducks will always be in games, will always be in a series, and it would not surprise me one bit to see them beat the Red Wings and then go on to beat either the Blackhawks or the Canucks and get to the finals again.
Well, the Red Wings, as Kevin has pointed out many times, are, you know, the Yankees of their sport.
Yes,
they're hated unanimously around the country. So a lot of people will be happy, not just Ducks fans, to see the Anaheim get past them. All right. Dodgers, 11-0 at home. How's that going?
That is superior
offense. I can
answer
that one. I can handle that. It's going quite well.
It's going great. Well, you know what? It shows you why Manny Ramirez is worth $25 million a year. You know, just look at what's happened to Andre Ethier. You know, Jeff Kent and his chappy red cop stash last year is the only one that wouldn't acknowledge that batting in front of Manny or having Manny in a lineup, you know, just improves your entire lineup, all of your offense. Every one of your hitters is better because you have a pitcher thinking, what the hell am I going to do when freaking Manny Ramirez gets in the box and I've got a guy standing on first or second,
right,
and everyone else is better because of that. And you saw that yesterday with the back-to-back home runs from Ethier and Manny, and Ethier's got six home runs already this year because he's batting in front of Manny, and every other player is better because that rubs off on you. Now, once the Dodgers, you know, get some sort of starter, they've got to get another pitcher, a top-of-the-line pitcher in the front of their rotation, they are, I think, going to be very hard to beat in the National League. Very hard to beat.
Last question. Is it finally proved now that God hates the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh,
I'm just saying. I mean, if you ever needed evidence.
Guy was paralyzed, you know. And
because he worked for who?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. they if you didn't hear, their practice complex collapsed basically on top of a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Jessica Simpson's fault?
That's a bet. Yoko Romo? I'm going to say no. It is not Yoko Romo's.
Yoko Romo!
It's not Yoko Romo's fault. But.
And
finally?
Finally, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento Kings.
Are we talking
Kings,
about that yet?
No, there's whispers, more than whispers, that...
Orange County Kings.
Yeah, you very well could have
really?
The Orange County Kings. We heard that about 6 months ago. We heard some rumblings. At the Honda Center is what it would be, and they are not likely going to get an arena in Sacramento. If you've ever been to Arco, it is the worst arena in the NBA, bar none. A lot worse than most college arenas.
Really?
It is it's a barn in the truest sense, and they just can't make money. I think they lost $24 million this year.
Wow.
So,
please tell me they'd change the name if they moved down here.
You know, I don't know if they would. I don't know if they would change from the
Kings.
They
would still call themselves Sacramento Kings?
Yeah, it'd be weird,
that's
right?
Weird. It would be too confusing in Doc Sports to hear a Kings score and
Kings
not
win,
know who
Kings
it was.
Kings lose, it's going to be one. Although,
I guess
Kings
maybe lose, if it's Kings if it's lose. If it's 4-3, I guess you could pretty much guess it wasn't the basketball score. But
holy
I'm just saying,
crap, the Kings scored 96 goals. I love Dustin Brown.
Crazy game.
That is you know, there's an open arena in Kansas City. There is of course the possibility of another team back in Seattle, but people seem to think the Maloofs are set on two places: Southern California or Las Vegas.
By next year?
Not by next season. I think it's way too late for that. It would be the year after next year. And they think it's a reality, the people I've talked to. Three teams. Whee!
All right. Matt Money Smith, he's an author.
I'm an author,
He wrote a book. The Great Book of Los Angeles Sports Lists is the name of it. It's a fun read. It's fascinating.
Thank you.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. Money handles most of the comedy.
Yeah, a lot of comedy, YouTube videos, chickisms, but also I did all the Lakers stuff. So great moments in Lakers history, the greatest Lakers of all time, why Kobe and Shaq couldn't get along, Laker draft picks, that kind of stuff. A lot of Kings in there. Apparently, I got a lot of love on the Kings blogs that gave them the best fans.
Money told us last time being that the Los Angeles Kings were the best fans in Southern California.
Yes.
Interesting.
After
okay.
a very above unscientific set of research studies that I did, I found them to be the best.
I'm with you.
I know they're the hottest. I'll tell you that. I know that for a fact. All right. The book is available everywhere. Congratulations. Money and Petros, of course, weekday afternoons at AM 570. And come in and see us in round three, dude. We'll catch up again.
Anytime.
She's not shakable, is she?
She's I like that she writes, I'm blank, with K-Rock Traffic. Like, she's going to change her name over the course of the Traffic Report.
It's a woman's right to change her mind.
I'm Francine Jorgensnitz with K-Rock Traffic.
I'm Ida Lundqvist.
He was trying to throw her off that whole time, and she would not have it.
No. Yeah.
Well, the worst part is I have to time it now, Money.
Oh, really?
How's that working out?
Mm. It didn't go well. Mm. I can be honest here.
Really? I was tickling her ass.
The Kevin Abid Show, 8:54. Matt Money Smith is here. Ralph joins us now with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
One of the greats is gone.
Who?
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, fatso.
Really? He is not looking
good.
Wow,
what a tribute that is.
The name of a famous movie
Jeez.
He made, people.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
Thanks for getting my back there,
You're
brother.
You're welcome, Money.
Hey, like that.
Great, great film.
Who knew? Nicely done.
He has passed away. Comic. Very, very talented. Very, very funny man. Who's been funny for a long, long time. Of course, Cannonball Run.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So great.
Can I be Kevin for a moment and point out that he's been old as long as I've been paying attention? I've never seen him be funny.
That's true. Same here.
Well, you're out of your mind.
That could be.
You got to, how about,
Cannonball Run, he was great!
Great in Cannonball Run. Captain,
1972?
Lou Albano?
No, he was Captain Chaos.
Captain Chaos! Yeah, he was great!
Great.
Lou Albano.
His work with, Mel Brooks. Hilarious.
Yeah.
12 chairs. Take a look. Boo. Boo to you all. Boo, I say.
Boo.
Mm. Passed away in his sleep peacefully around 6 p.m. last night, apparently.
How old was he, Ralph?
He was old.
Okay.
I don't have his age here.
I don't
but
say. All right.
He was not well. He's been not well for a long time.
No.
He used to be on those, like, polio crutches.
Yeah,
because
I saw
he was
him
so big towards the end of his life. So fat. that he couldn't really just get around on his legs anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad. Dude.
Now, is his doppelganger, Paul Prudhomme, is he still alive, the great chef?
No.
Was he gone
no,
as well?
He died too last night.
Really?
What a weird
same
coincidence.
They're like
same
the twin ninjas right. on G.I. Joe. That whatever right. happens to one of them.
Yeah, they have to go together.
Douchebag!
No, he's fine, Bean, but thanks for asking. Once again, no, thank you for one of your pertinent questions during the
show. It was pertinent because they're identical. You can't tell them apart. So now that I know that the chef is still alive, when I see that dude on TV, I'll know it's him for
Look
sure.
Me.
I won't have to
I
wonder, is it Dom DeLuise?
Doppelganger. I'm the smart guy in the room.
Ask more questions that have no relevance.
I'm going to stand by that question. That was a legitimate question.
Congratulations to Ida Lundqvist.
Are you making that up?
Her name is ugly, but she's not. She is the 2009 Playboy Playmate of the Year. Miss Lundqvist is a size 0.
Yeah.
32 Ds.
Yeah.
She's a vegetarian. You know what, PETA? You want to get people on your side? Get Ida Lundqvist on your posters.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
talking about the Pet Shop Boys changing their name to the Rescue Shelter Boys and put her on your poster.
She'll do a naked poster for you.
Right. And then, you know, fat, ugly broads everywhere go, I could look like that if I just eat beans or whatever, you know, they tell you to do.
I'm not sure that's exactly
I'm saying
the message,
it's a win-win for all of us. Her dad is Swedish, hence the name Lundqvist.
Right.
Her mom is African, Tanzanian, to be exact. Ooh. So she speaks three languages, English, Swedish, and Swahili.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a hot Lieutenant Uhuru.
Is that what you'd make her wear?
Yeah,
make yeah,
her make
you
that
would.
Little red, that little red Starfleet
damn
uniform.
Damn right you would.
Yeah. Why don't you stop on my...
Call me Spock.
Hop on the captain's log. That's what
yeah!
I'd say.
You know.
Stardate.
Hail this frequency.
I'm going to say...
Wow, whoa. Kevin joining
Look
in
at Kevin.
With Star Trek references, by
Come
the way.
On.
Didn't make any sense, but it was germane, at least.
The biggest cans of a Playmate of the Year in a long time.
These well, she's good. A size 0. She's tiny. So 32 Ds on that frame look
good God.
Enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're looking at her photo right now.
She's got those
speak.
Big sewer cap areolas.
Oh, yeah?
Sewer cap areolas,
They're
by
opening
the way.
Up, aren't
opening
they?
Weenie roast. Yeah. Stage dose.
Liza Dushku's got a new boyfriend. Money's buddy Rick Fox, former Lakers
That's right.
Guy, Rick Fox and Liza Dushku apparently hot and heavy these days.
They were photographed canoodling around town, huh?
What's the inside story? You know.
Inside story is they've been seen together for like 2-3 months and they dismissed their relationship as nothing but friendship. And,
but now we've got the canoodling photos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not a bad pull, but Rick Fox, as Lisa will attest, ladies like Rick Fox
ladies
an awful
do
lot.
Like
dreamy,
him, yeah.
dreamy. Yes, for those who don't know, he was married to
Vanessa Williams,
yeah. former Miss America and current star of Ugly Betty, who was no shortcomer to the looks herself.
Mm-mm.
So there you go. Burn Notice star Jeffrey Donovan has a new girlfriend, Moon Bloodgood.
Oh!
Yeah!
She's
wow.
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that
I'm
is.
I'm not familiar with Moon Bloodgood
I know
either.
Who he is.
I know Jeffrey Donovan is the star, of course, of Burn Notice, yeah. but I'm not familiar with Moon Bloodgood.
Yeah, you got to see
her,
guys.
For the fact that she sounds like a James Bond villain.
That's true.
I think she's Indian. Isn't she American Indian heritage, Mike? Is that what she is?
She's half Asian of some sort.
Half vampire. Half Asian, half vampire.
Yeah, right. She's a good deal, though.
With the Blood Goods.
Wow. It's funny, Lisa. I have no idea who the dude is, but I love Moon.
Burn Notice, it's a great show.
Yeah, she's okay.
That is a good show.
Killer body, but...
she's pretty strong, dude.
Yeah, she's pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's all right for blood, for Moon Bloodgood. And lastly, Khloe Kardashian's dating Tampa Bay Buck, Derek Ward.
Glendale.
Derek Ward?
Yeah.
Former New York Giant running
Former
back, Derek
Giant
Ward?
Running back, Derek Ward.
How
yeah.
about that, huh?
Not with the Bucks. Apparently, likes to use Khloe as a tackling dummy. Which is nice and sturdy.
That Derek Ward, man, that is a thick dude.
That's a thick broad, too. Khloe
yeah,
Kardashian.
That's very true.
It's a thick couple.
Here, take the rock and try to get past me.
That's what she says on her dates.
Here so I come, try to stop me.
If he can get past her, he won't have any trouble with the Patriots, right?
Does she have to do everything her sister does? Oh, you're dating a running back. I'm going to date a running back. Ooh, look at me.
It would suck to be the...
My running back is better between
Kardashian?
The tackles than yours.
Yeah, really.
To be
yeah.
the mannish sister of Kim Kardashian.
I know, but, you know, blaze your own path. Don't follow a trail. That's what I always say. Or blaze a trail, don't follow a path or something.
That all where it goes.
I don't want to have said that.
Join WWE.
I'm Khloe. I'll slam you off the turnbuckles.
Today's celebrity birthdays, John Rhys-Davies, Lord of the Rings fame, Raiders of the Lost Ark, played Salah in those films. 65 years old today. Also, he was in Sliders, too. I forgot to mention
this. Oh, yeah.
Did he melt in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
He did not.
His head didn't melt?
He was Salah. He was the good guy. He was the one who helped Indy.
Oh, right.
He wasn't the Nazi at the end. He melted, yeah. Ian McCulloch of Echo and the Bunnymen is 50 years old today. Vince Kartheiser, we didn't mention his name. He is one of the stars of Mad Men, 30 years old today. Tini Yothers.
Yeah.
From Family Ties, turns 36 years old today. Danielle Fischel from Boy Meets World. Celebrates her 28th birthday, Topanga, on that show. Singer Adele turns 21, and singer Chris Brown is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Mexicans!
It's Kevin and Bean's.
Arriba!
Cinco de la Cinco, the world famous K-Rock.
And we are live in Costa Mesa.
Hey,
look at this crowd. Look at these people.
Hey, look at that guy.
Who are you?
I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You know, it's so far away. It's become real time.
All right. We don't have as much time as we'd like. We have a lot of business to take care of. First of all, Psycho Mike.
Shots first?
Let's take shots first.
Okay.
Now, what are these that they just brought over?
These are tequila.
Okay.
The official
traditional for Cinco de Mayo. Okay. Here we go. Down the hatches.
Now, guys, you know, being that I don't drink, Lisa should take mine, right?
Yes. No, God, yeah, no. I can do yours, too.
Yep. Absolutely.
Icy cold. A lot easier to get down that way. Lisa.
Lisa, I'd also like to hear one of your famous arribas for this afternoon.
Arriba!
There we go. Very nice. All right. Item two.
Everything she does sounds Swedish somehow.
It does.
I don't know why.
Item two. Apparently, there is already a love connection here in Costa Mesa between Psycho Mike and Lisa's mom.
Yeah.
Apparently, those two locked eyes.
They're very much in love.
And they're all hands at this point. It's a little bit embarrassing. I kind of feel bad for Harvey.
I know. I do feel bad
for Harvey.
Harvey
does fine.
He's
don't
a very
worry
nice
about
guy.
Harvey.
But he does, like Lisa said, he does well on his own. And I'm trying to get her liquored up so I can put in work later.
I would like to have Psycho Mike as your stepfather, Lisa. How would you like
that? That is creepy.
I don't want to be your stepfather. I just want to be her mom's little special buddy.
All right, easy.
It's going to be Psycho Mike, Lisa, and her mom, which is not something I anticipated thinking about when I came down here today.
Things are crazy in Costa Mesa.
Well, first of all, what are you thinking inviting your parents to one of our events?
They live 5 minutes away, and they're cool.
I know they're cool. We're not, and these people certainly aren't.
Well, I did explain that I might embarrass them.
There's going to be bad things happening.
I know. I told them
now.
That. They can't always leave.
I explained to my parents I might embarrass them, too, pretty much on a daily basis, but I don't bring them here.
Yeah, really. You're setting yourself up.
Item number three, in honor of the holiday that, let's face it, is much misunderstood. Very few of us actually know what the real meaning is behind Cinco de Mayo. We're very excited to say that we have somebody who can fill us in on the details of this very special day. Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite K-Rock listener, Rudy, joins us
here. Oh, hey, what's up, Holmes?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, wow, what's up,
Rudy?
How
are you,
man? Oh, man, I'm faded, but, like, today's like Christmas, eh? Like, for, like, Osvatos, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, órale, güey, it's like Cinco de Mayo, Holmes.
Right. It's a big day for you, right?
Oh, man, it's like the biggest, you know, like, there's opening day for the Dodgers, eh?
Uh-huh. Right.
Like, and then there's like when war comes to the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet.
Okay. All right.
And then there's like Cinco de Mayo. It's like a big day.
It's one of the high holy days for your people.
Man, you don't even know, man. Like,
can you explain the history of this?
Oh yeah, holiday? Like it goes back 30 years.
30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years.
There's like some zoot suits out on like the pier in Long Beach, and like some sailors are like, "Hey, cholos!"
What?
And they're drinking and like smashing.
I heard it.
So it happened here.
In Long Beach, like down the street.
Long Beach.
So it happened in Long Beach in 1979.
Yeah, during World War II in 1979. Like my grandpa told me about it. He's like, listen, Holmes, like there was all these like white boys, these güero sailors, and they came in on a ship, and they're like, hey, Mexicanos, we don't like you, and they punched us. But like there was only like 10 cholos and like 500 sailors, and somehow they took them, you know. And so like from then on out, it was on the 5th of May. So now they're like, all the cholos get together, like, hey, big day.
So it spread all the way from Long Beach down here to Orange County.
All the way, like, far down to, like, Echo Park.
It's a good thing we have an expert, because I've not heard any of that.
I grew up with a bogus story about the French during the Civil War and everything like that, but none of that is true,
I guess. No, like, people think it has to do with the French, because, like, this one hyena that was there, her head stinks. Because she put too much aqua in it. Like, it was all stinky, huh?
Right.
It was super steep. Her head was all stinky. But all the vatos passed around anyway.
Right.
So everybody's like, since then I smell. And then, like, the rumor got twisted because, you know, French people stink. And they're like, it must have been a French hyena.
Okay.
But it wasn't. It was just a chola that used too much spray.
I got you.
She didn't shower nothing.
Oh,
and then
God.
I hear she was real dirty downstairs. And
a bunch
of the cholos got a lumpy log.
Rudy, at least your parents are here. Why don't you ease off on that?
They got a lumpy log.
Got it. Rudy, we got it. take a rest. All right. We got to take a break. Hey, we're at the Chronic Cantina.
This
we're
is Mom. You want a baby?
Easy,
I'll make a baby in you, eh?
Easy.
Celebrate. How about
settle.
Say celebrate.
Settle down.
How about this?
Recognize Aina.
When we come back, someone here wins tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009. How about that? Right after this on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock. Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
Kevin and Bean celebrating Mexicanness. Cinco de la Cinco.
Ay, ay, ay.
Who does that better than us, right?
That's what we're all about.
Cinco de la Tarde, usually. Today it's Cinco de la Cinco. We are live today at the Chronic Cantina on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Cinco specials going on. The taco bar, the $4 margaritas, the $2 to $3 drafts. What do you have there, Ralph Garvin?
I'm just saluting my fellow Weros.
Okay. All right.
A little shot of tequila just to keep the blood thin.
Sir.
we've been sitting up here at this table for about 25 minutes, and I'm not joking when I tell you that 200 alcoholic beverages across this table.
Yep.
They just keep coming. They just keep coming. It's unbelievable.
And more importantly, several fake mustaches.
No, that's true.
I want to see Lisa in the fake mustache.
All right. Not a problem.
We
got
announced
one right here
on the program. Yeah, Lisa's going to put on the mustache. There you go.
There's
a photo opportunity.
It's a
that's
look,
a good
right?
look.
Very nice.
Hot.
We announced on our little Kevin and Bean morning show yesterday a concert coming up a week from Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. It is Weezer, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Rancid, Silver Sun Pickups, the Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant that we just heard, the band White Lies, and more. And we thought maybe this crowd today would enjoy a chance to win some tickets.
Nah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Kevin, you want to explain how we're going to do this? We got something special.
Well, it's in touch with the theme of Cinco
right.
de Mayo, right?
When you think Cinco de Mayo, you right. think giant boobs,
you think
right?
Giant Egyptian cans,
right? Well, there's certainly a lot of that going on here today. I'll tell you that.
So we've had a lot of behind the scenes conversation about how much Miss Cleo's boobs weigh. We're trying to figure out.
Now, Miss Cleo, of course, works in the morning show. She's the one who answers your phones when you call the program.
She's the best.
We started, I guess, off air because Psycho Mike and I were sort of having a debate about how much they weighed.
Right.
Mike thought they were hollow.
Mike did. He said, oh, they're hollow, so they can't weigh that much. We're like, what are you talking
about?
Shows
you how little Psycho Mike knows about women's breasts.
Right.
Hollow. And I thought, you know, they're fatty tissue. They have to have some heft to them. So there was a great debate about how much they would actually weigh if we put them on a scale and weighed them.
Now, for the folks at home, Miss Cleo, who can't see you, what is your breast size?
I am a 36 to 38 double D.
Wow.
That's just all double
right.
D? That's like an H.
Let's hear it for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Because my guess was just looking at them, they weigh about the same as a small European automobile.
Could be true.
That's what
that
was.
A Mini Cooper.
All right. How did you weigh them?
I took a food scale and stripped down and literally just put it on a table, got on my knees, and...
Yeah! Wow. This is getting better and better.
I had a dream like that once.
We would need some photographic proof that that happened before we could accept your number.
We're like
sorry.
The Guinness people.
Yeah,
we need a team of people to swear.
All right.
Is the food scale, does it have glass on it, a glass thing? So you put them on the glass?
That's what we're hoping. All right. All right. Producer Alex, you have lined up contestants to play for the Weenie Roast tickets,
found
right?
I have the best people here at the Chronic Cantina.
Okay.
They're ready to play.
All right.
All right.
So this is like...
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yeah.
Only with the weight of boobs.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Let's say good afternoon to Claudia from Norwalk. Hey, Claude, how are you?
All right.
Well, I don't think she goes by Claude.
Claude Aikens.
All right. I know you haven't had much time to think about it. Miss Cleo, you got to stand
show
up.
Show them off.
Yeah, you got to show them off because they need to know what they're guessing here.
Get elevated a little bit.
That dress is kind of hiding things.
And, take off your little jacket. Show what your mama gave you.
Take the dress off.
There you go.
Move your hair.
Take the bra off.
Move your hair. All right. And just kind of bounce them up and down a little bit with your hands.
Yeah, just this thing.
There.
All right.
That's significant.
That's an E. I'm sorry.
Now, Claudia, by the way, she might have an advantage because she's got something very similar.
Oh, she does.
If she's ever weighed her own, she might have a good estimate.
Claudia, what is your guess? How much do Miss Cleo's boobs weigh?
These are both together, right? Both boobs together.
What's the total amount?
Total weight.
3.4 pounds.
Right now, it's the closest. It doesn't matter if you're under or over.
That's right.
Just the closest, right?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Mike from Garden Grove. Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm really good. I think they're 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
10 pounds.
Nice.
If they were 10 pounds, I would have married her
already.
They're
not filled with buckshot.
All right. Zach, Costa Mesa, how are you, man?
I'm good.
Happy Cinco. What do you think?
I'm thinking about 7.
7 pounds.
7 even? All right.
Wow.
Melissa, Santa Ana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you hate her because her boobs are so big?
Oh.
Those boobs are bigger than your whole body.
That's true. Yeah. What do you weigh? Let's just go with that.
Whatever you weigh is about what her boobs weigh. All right. What do you think?
I would say about maybe 8 pounds.
Eight pounds even. All right.
All right.
Allie, Tustin, hi.
I'm going to go with nine.
Nine. So Allie's going the high route.
She's playing
Claudia is undercutting.
Yeah. Now, Claudia, how do you feel about that 3.4 now that you've seen everybody else is going 7, 8, 9? I mean,
I feel pretty comfortable.
You do?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me ask you a question. Have you weighed them?
Have you ever weighed your own breasts?
800cc.
800cc.
Oh.
Okay, well, I can't do the math.
How does that translate into pounds?
I never surgeon. I think liquid is different than meat.
I never learned the metric system.
Yeah, you multiply by pi.
All right. Claudia, Mike, Zach, Melissa, Allie, hang on. Let's find out how much do Miss Cleo's boobs weigh.
Drum
We've
roll.
Got weenie roast tickets on the table. What do you got?
8 pounds exactly.
Woo! 8 pounds. Wow. How did she know?
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
How did you figure that out?
I'm a nutritionist.
Can we turn her mic on, please?
You're a nutritionist?
She's a nutritionist.
I'm a nutritionist, so I know about how much fat looks like.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, so you know how much meat looks like. How about that much meat, right?
Yeah.
All right. A week from Saturday, we'll see you out there, all right?
I'm sorry?
We'll see you at the Weenie Roast.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Right on. All right.
As a nutritionist, what if she serves up like breast of breast to her clients?
Well done. Hey, we are live. It's the Chronic Cantina. We're in Costa Mesa. Plenty of room. Come on down. We'll see you. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
Ralph Garvin joins us with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, before we get into that, how about we slough off a pair of K-Rock Weenie Roast tickets for May 16th? How about that?
Let's slough them, man.
Is that how we do it?
Slough.
That doesn't sound nice.
We slough like a mother...
We just announced it today. We're not already sloughing, are we?
I didn't mean that in a negative way at all. I just meant we're...
There's no positive way to say sloughing.
Yeah,
you go, sluffalopagus.
That's a negative word from the beginning.
We are allowing these tickets to leave our hands and go to you, the fine K-Rock listener. If you want to join us, all the details about the on sale for this great show are at krock.com, including Kings of Leon and Weezer and so much more. You can win them if you're caller 25 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Good luck from K-Rock. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I want to give you a heads up. If, like me, you are a huge Battlestar Galactica fan and you're saddened at the fact that the show is now over, this weekend in Pasadena, they're having a massive Battlestar Galactica auction where they'll be auctioning off costumes and props from the show. So if you'd like to own a piece of the show, you can get one this weekend.
Will they be auctioning off number 6?
No, but you can get her red dress that she wore in a lot of the scenes.
Yeah.
And I would just take that and just... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Fresh and clean.
That's right. Starbuck, she has a flight suit up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Cara Thrace. Let's see. For the ladies, you can get Leah Dama's bomber jacket.
Okay.
Jamie Bamber, of course, wore that. Edward James Olmos' desk chair.
Yes.
So you can get a nice whiff of Olmos ass. You know, smell that chair. A full
just added
size...
to the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Almost ass.
Almost ass. Hey, a full-size Viper.
Really?
Viper.
Are you serious?
Those were the ships that the colonial fleet flew.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know those could fly.
You could get a full-size Viper and just put it in your backyard and just sit in it, pretend you're killing Cylons. So, yeah, it's happening. Thursday is the auction preview day. You can go there and take a look at it. But then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, they'll be auctioning off stuff all day long at the Pasadena Convention Center. For more information, you can go to BattlestarProps.com and find out how you can bid on this stuff. So, pretty cool.
And may the 4th be with you.
Kevin mentions that today for sci-fi fans is known as Star Wars Day because it's May 4th, and so they say, may the 4th be with you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, F them.
Yeah. That came from Bean. He gave us
a nerd!
Nerd!
Piece of information. Let's take a look at the weekend's hot movies. X-Men Origins Wolverine did pretty well for itself. $88 million it made.
This is a huge opening.
I'm predicting...
That's what she said.
That's what he said. Star Trek will do even better, I think, next weekend.
Really? Yeah. Better than 88?
I agree, because I don't want to see Wolverine, but I'm definitely seeing Star Trek.
Ghost of Girlfriend's Past did... poorly in comparison to Wolverine, $15.3 million, good enough to make it number 2. Obsessed, 17 again, and Monsters vs. Aliens. Then The Soloist, Earth Fighting, Hannah Montana the Movie, and State of Play, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Pink! Yes, she does. There's always been rumors that Pink has been bisexual, and apparently she has come out and confirmed those rumors this weekend.
Ah.
All right.
She said that she is proudly bisexual and that her love knows no bounds, not color or gender. She loves the person, not the sex.
All right, now.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Why can't you have both?
Carrie Hart, back together happily with Pink, and now we know why. Apparently, he gets the best of both worlds. Speaking of celebrities in Vegas, like Harry Hart is, he's got his tattoo shop there at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Kelly Monaco, formerly of Dancing with the Stars and General Hospital, is currently performing in Las Vegas. She's doing a show there with Mel B from the Spice Girls called Peep Show. When she's not working, she likes to hang out by the pool at the Mirage Hotel and Casino where she is staying, and she likes to enjoy the European bathing section of that pool. That's what they call it. That's right. That's where you can go topless, and apparently Kelly does, and garners quite a lot of attention by showing off her girls, including Jay-Z, who was recently in town, apparently was catching a glimpse of Kelly's Kelly's cans.
She was one of those soap opera stars like Kelly Ripa, who I'd never heard of before they went on to do a mainstream show. Like, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and I went, oh, my God, this woman is so unbelievably hot. How did I not know about her and watch her for years?
Didn't she do Playboy, too?
Kelly Monaco did do Playboy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how many cell phone pictures? How many cell phone pictures do you think guys are sneaking in out there? Yeah.
You can't get caught doing that. They will toss your ass.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me.
You're bad if you get
trust
caught.
Me.
What? Did you get thrown out?
No.
Oh.
But you heard.
She's from Philly, you know, Kelly Monaco. Philly
is
girl.
She?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does she pronounce the word hawk?
Hawk. That's how she says it.
So fresh.
Instead of hawk, what should be said?
Sorry to bring this out of the air, but there's been a raging debate in the mornings on K-Rock about how to pronounce that word, so we probably should not have brought it up.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Legendary king of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, celebrates his 72 years on the planet Earth today. Dick Dale before he dicks you, that's what I always said. Remember?
I've heard you say that.
Yeah,
a lot.
Comedian Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live is 42 years old today. Actor Will Arnett from Arrested Development and Blades of Glory is 39. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37, and singer Lance Bass celebrates his 30th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.